Don and Mike Show Contest. How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Our computer's gone a little screwy. Is Leroy there on
still
the
there
phones?
All right. On the top, wait, on line 7, Roy?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, line 1.
On line 1, good. Hi, Leroy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Good, you have a comment, Leroy.
Yes, can you hear me okay?
Yes, very well.
Perfectly.
Quite well, yep.
Great. So, good afternoon, general persons. I'm glad to be listening to the show.
Thank you.
I just want to say, as an African-American, being that I am educated, have put myself through school, and you could obviously hear that I don't engage in, let's say, urban colloquialisms when I speak.
Mm-hmm. You think that's made a difference in your career, Leroy?
It's made a huge difference in my career.
Yeah.
And a lot of the difference also comes from engaging in ass play and listening to the Don and Mike show.
Yeah, well, good. Yeah, good. That's great. You really acquitted yourself, Leroy, and how proud you must be. Too bad, Leroy, you just sounded so smart and ended up being so stupid.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Did you wash the ass today?
Suck me. The Donna.
I cracked myself up. I heard myself saying that and it made me laugh.
All right, it's time for another kooky, crazy call.
Another kooky, crazy call is a copyrighted feature.
And this time, I'm calling a pet store. I'm going to disguise my voice and attempt to purchase 10 parakeets. Let's see what happens.
Yes, do you sell parakeets, there?
Yes, we do.
How many do you have?
I think we have 7 or 8 at the present time.
Well, I'm going to need 10.
Well, we have another store in the area, and I'm sure we could get some more from them.
I see. In other words, you'd have to go to another store then, huh?
Yes, we would.
Okay, well, let me think about it, and I'll get back to you later.
All right. Thank you.
Now get me, Sabian! There are no feet! There is no butt cloth! I have no cat feet! I have no mule ears! I have no steel tail! In the pit, your ass goes down. Learn it, live it, love it, or get bomb-loaded! Oh, you are one sick slut.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given. Because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
Now, what is a wedding? Well, Webster's Dictionary described the wedding as the process of removing weeds from one's garden.
I knew it could be good, and it was great for Jerry because, and you got to understand, I'm not schizophrenic. But when I write, I'm writing to him, and I know him better than anybody.
Joe.
Joe is regretful.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea. Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
Joe is regretful.
Joe.
I just got off the phone with Tom Ricardo from the Budget Committee. This thing with Father screwed up, Pooch.
What? They can't love this thing with that Martian?
We're all in the same boat, fellas.
But our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cool and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey, Farva. What's the name of that restaurant you like with all the goofy sh** on the walls and the mozzarella sticks?
You mean shenanigans?
No! Oh.
You're talking about shenanigans, right?
Put those away!
All right, let's see. I got a phone call.
No.
I'm not on the phone. I'm right here.
Oh. I'm going to take the phone call.
Oh, where's the phone? I'm not buying it. I think it's fixed. Not buying
it. Do you get the feeling
that you're gay? Yes!
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Or you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, God.
People have followed us all the way from Sacramento.
Yes.
Oh,
when are they going to die?
We were there 2 days ago. Mike, people in Sacramento are like weeds. They never die.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, and his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Rob Spielman!
But I'll tell you this, Jack.
Yeah, Jack?
I never tire of their shenanigans. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. No Longer Goofy Tired, and all the ships at sea. Even more entertaining than a goddamn litter of acrobats, it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara!
Yeah!
Thank you, Rob, and thank you for listening, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show, a new episode of this Tuesday, June 22nd, right. At 3:07. And here's the phone number from any of the wonderful stations that broadcast this show.
They're all wonderful.
Little self-editing going on right there in my mind. From anywhere, 877-365-3636. That's from America. We broadcast to Canada, too. I know, Rob thinks it's a bad idea. Call us from Canada at 800-636-1067. In Washington, D.C., as always, your hotline is 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz. And even with more mobility, with a cast.
Yes.
And with two fingers.
Every day it's a different look for your hands.
Two fingers in the metal splints. Watch this now.
Is anyone listening?
Hey, Rob!
Shut up!
Did you wash the ass today?
Someone called for a doctor?
Wow.
There you go. Let me throw another one.
Joe is regretful.
Yeah.
There it is. Hi, welcome to the show. Yeah, every day I go to the doctor and they made the cast on my wrist a little smaller.
Mm-hmm. Now, it looks like it's only half the wrist that has a cast.
Yes, it's just this one part of the wrist that is still bruised, and it's these two fingers.
Is it bruised or broken?
Just bruised.
Just bruised. Uh-huh.
You said it was broken. Well, they told me the other day it was broken. Then they
said fingers look very broken.
And they said it was fractured, and the fingers, indeed.
The end and fingers
but they're
are
separate now. They're not bound together like they
were. They're not. They have their own little metal splints on them.
At one point, didn't they tell you it was sprained?
Yeah, they did.
That was a little Jiminy Glick?
Yeah.
Said it was sprained at the elbow.
So anyway, hi, and how are you guys? We got some stuff to talk about today. Oh, and I love these calls. Let me just take this right away. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Donnie boy, it's July, not June.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, how did I miss that? You know, that's part of my job.
Sorry.
I'm kind of like a backup for you on those.
Excuse me, sorry.
Well, Buzz usually catches it, and he said right.
I didn't notice.
All right, well, thank God for you, my friend.
Wish it was July.
Hey, still love you. Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, what if it had been Christmas in July?
I did write on the same page.
I still love you. I'm just helping.
Rob thinks the reason that Buzz didn't help out is...
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't think he's high before the show.
No.
During the show, but not before the show.
A little later.
You know, you're right on my thing here. I wrote Tuesday, June 22nd, and then I wrote 7-22-03.
If it was Tuesday, June 22nd,
I'd be celebrating a birthday all over again.
Well, happy birthday.
Now, that is
That's my birthday.
That is the earliest... The earliest acknowledgement of a birthday I've ever heard.
Only because it came up naturally in the show.
11 months in advance.
Yeah.
Thank goodness you didn't say it was March 8th, which is my birthday.
Or October 7th, which is mine.
Or September 18th, which is Don's.
The next one.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Coming up next.
Huh? That's pretty good for me.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi.
Hello, French fried potatoes. Mm-hmm.
Sling Blade, there's a timely impression.
You got a gift.
No, that's bad, De Niro. The Sling Blade's better. Keep doing that one at parties.
Just talk in your regular voice. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to say hi and welcome back to Buffalo.
Right.
Oh, great. Well,
took you long enough.
We look forward to you flying down here for the camp.
No.
WBUF. Oh, He's not coming to your impressionist camp, Mike?
No, I don't like his attitude.
Your mimic camp?
Well, you know, Don, we solicit attitudes as well as talent.
Can I just say something?
I almost said mimic cramp, which is what Mike gets when he's very fatigued.
Yes. Mimic cramp?
Because you're such a talented mimic.
I am a mimic. That's what Lydia used to call me.
He used to drive Mike nuts.
He's quite a good mimic.
He's the mimic.
Like I'm that bug-like creature that...
Oh, the movie The Mimic.
That is about you. What's her name on the subway?
Right.
Who?
You know, the movie Mimic with the Academy Award winner.
It was based loosely on you.
Paul Sorvino's daughter.
Oh, Mira Sorvino.
Mira Sorvino.
Very hot.
Why did you step up to the microphone?
I was going to ask if he couldn't go to the camp, could he at least go to Mike's breakfast bar, which is adjoined to the camp?
Yeah, you can. Anybody can come to the breakfast bar. You need a scholarship to go to the camp.
The buffet.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hi, Don.
Hi, there.
Don?
Yeah, Don
hi.
And Mike, hi.
My name is Scar. I'm the one that had the horse sign, and I said goodbye to you in the parking lot, and you were so nice to take a picture with me and my friend.
Oh, all of the calls from Sacramento are still pouring in, Mike.
Isn't that wonderful?
All the goodwill.
I called yesterday, and I couldn't get through, so I have to say what I have to say, and I just want to say that you are very handsome man. Mm-hmm.
And as I recall, you are beautiful. You should be a model, as I recall.
Yes, you do recall.
I do.
And Robé, thank you for giving me a kiss on my cheek. Can you call me a whore?
He doesn't usually do it on demand.
Bye, honey.
Aww.
Come on. Why call it? Just go look in the mirror.
Oh!
Okay. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Man, it was quite a hot day in Sacramento.
It was a natural occurring phenomenon, the whole thing with the whore. It's a natural occurring phenomenon.
Yeah.
Okay, before I got a couple of issues here, and then on with what promises to be a great show. It's been a long time since I've complained about something besides Bob Levy in the Washington Post.
Oh, I know exactly what you're going to complain about.
And I know that this is petty, so just give me a minute here, and I'll get it out of my system.
Is this the All Muse thing?
Yeah. So the ratings came out yesterday. We mentioned that, and we did exceptionally well. And when we thank all of our loyal listeners, thanks,
of course.
You keep all the idiots off our backs today.
We have a new enemy.
Today they were all coming in and saying hello. And the guy who wrote the article is Paul Fahrey. Now, he's a feature reporter for the Post. And Mike, as much as it's going to hurt you to hear me say this, I don't think he's a bad guy. Here is the deal.
Have you met him?
Yes, I have. And I've spoken with him on the telephone a few times in the past.
I have not.
Hey, Rob, would you grab me that memo out there that says no one can talk to the press?
Yeah.
So here's the problem. When the ratings come out, this guy calls people, and he called me yesterday, incidentally, for a comment on the ratings. And whoever spins it to him the best, whatever radio station spins him the best...
Yeah, crawls up inside his butt.
...is the station that gets their numbers written about in the paper.
Right.
And I think I've done a pretty good job of not climbing up the guy's butt in the past, but just telling him what our ratings were and saying, all we would appreciate is that, you write the real ratings in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on the hotline. Hello?
Hello, this is Ross Valerie calling.
Ross Valerie from Journey?
Is this Don?
Don and Mike, hey, dude.
Is this really Ross Valerie?
It is really me, but actually, Ross is in the shower, and I'm taking calls for him.
Are you touring now, Ross?
We are touring. Is this Don?
Oh, Ross, hold on a second. I'm not prepared for him now. Rob, or Joe, pick it up and see if he'll go on in the next break.
That memo's not up anymore, but in a sense, it was from Alan saying no one could say anything to anybody.
Yeah. And it's right next to the memo that says, don't take any calls from Ross Valerie.
Pretty funny. Well, we'll talk to him in the next break, because we've got lots of stuff to get to in the...
Right behind the music, incidentally, with Journey.
Yeah.
Catch that.
So, anyway, The Post, here's the deal. Yeah. The number one station overall in Washington, D.C., and the ratings that were released yesterday is the hip-hop station, WPGC.
Okay.
The headline in the Washington Post says, WTOP's news traffic makes ratings music. And the only people that are actually quoted in this article are people who work at the news station.
Right. Huh. And in many cities across the country, due to the war coverage, it was a... Which really isn't mentioned in there.
It is, because it says the spring ratings survey began on March 27th, right until June 18th, which means the war had wound down. Now, if you remember, the statue of Saddam,
right,
that was toppled down on April 9th.
Yeah.
And we officially took over Baghdad on April 10th. And even today, the reports are that we've killed...
Two of Saddam's sons.
So... War coverage continues, and the news stations will get a hit off this. It's just, it's a fact.
Right. Yeah.
What makes me laugh, and then I'll tell you what made me less than happy, was the quote from the guy at WTOP, the news station. We were just speechless when we saw the numbers today, said WTOP news director Mike McCarthy. It's a true team effort. We've just gelled in a way we've never done before. I think we have a staff to rival anyone in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes on to, you know, it says that their unique format for success, which incidentally, every news station in the country uses is...
Yeah, it's identical. They're cookie cutter. You can get them anywhere.
Weather and traffic on the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing that pissed me off. You go on and you read about how great they're doing, and then it says, among all listeners 12 and over, WTOP finished second to WPGC. Well, that's like in the fifth paragraph, so they're really not the number one station.
Right? God, you know what this means? This means they're going to continue running Ask the Chief.
However, WTOP dominated morning and evening drive time, the two peak periods of radio listening. In the mornings, for example, it enjoyed a 21% advantage over runner-up WPGC among the 25-54 set. During the evening shift, 3 to 7, its audience grew 29% since the previous ratings period, moving it far ahead of the number two program, the Don and Mike Show on WJFK.
Now, there you go. You give a specific number for the other situation, but when it comes to us, what do you say? You don't use a number, dink. You say far ahead. Well, Don, what is far ahead?
Okay. And we said this yesterday.
God, it made me mad.
We said this yesterday that we were number two, 25-54. We had no problem announcing it, but I do have a problem when the guy from TOP says, and the dope from the Pope doesn't bother to look at the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you read this and you say, WTOP up 29%, moving it far ahead of the number two program, Don and Mike. Well, let's look. The demo they're talking about, persons 25 to 54.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
WTOP, in fact, is number one with an 8.4 share.
Great number.
We are number two with a 7.6.
That makes me so mad.
You know what's far away? Far ahead? Far ahead would be WARW with a 4. That's how I would classify somebody being far behind.
Yeah, what was it again? Give me the numbers again.
WTOP is number one with an 8.4.
Okay.
We're number two with a 7.6.
Less than a point.
Right.
There's an eighth of a point differential in our rating. The Washington Post writes today, the WTOP's audience grew 29% since the previous ratings period, moving it far ahead of the number two program, the Don and Mike Show on WJFK.
So when I read that, I didn't even have to see the numbers and come back in here and look without thinking some kind of agenda.
Now,
I mean, that's what I think. Because you don't use a number, you don't use a statistic, you don't use a percentage point. You say far ahead.
See, the thing is,
total subjective. Why the F do they do that?
We've talked about this before, that when our ratings are bad, like they are in Philly, we tell you.
That's
when they're good, we tell you. All we've asked of the Washington Post, in particular, is just print the ratings as they really are. Don't editorialize it. Don't be, you know... subjective. Try to be objective. Just print the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if this guy actually knew anything about Arbitron, he would know that the margin of error is 0.5 either way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got an 8.4 and a 7.6, well, really, they could have a 7.9 and we could have an 8.1.
Right.
So if you count in the margin of error,
right,
we could be. Now we're not, and we're not crying over spilled milk here.
But it's just the issue I take is that's not the right characterization of the way it is. They are not far ahead. As a matter of fact, from a rating standpoint, we are on top of them. We are nipping at their heels. It is a very, very easy thing to accomplish.
Like Don said, print the numbers.
Yeah.
Print the numbers,
well,
the facts.
You talk about percentages, too. Right. Come on.
Yeah. You know, yeah, great, so they went up 29%.
You know where they got that 29%? I guarantee it came from WTOP.
Oh,
right.
Sure.
Right, and that's my whole issue, the fact that this company has a policy that, and I'll say in fairness, the guy called me last night to get my spin.
Right.
I can't give him my spin.
There is no there's no necessity for spin on this ratings book. We did great. We're delighted with it.
And just to get the truth out,
right.
I'm not allowed to talk to this guy. We're not allowed to communicate with anybody with the electronic media, with the print media. We're just supposed to shut up and take it. And I know it's
pretty amazing stuff. It
in
really
the big
is.
Scheme, I know it doesn't matter. But and thank you for allowing us a second just to get it off our chest. But
and you might think it's petty, but it's really not because of the history we have of this newspaper,
mm-hmm.
where they just a little bit of me thought maybe this Farhi guy knows Levy, and maybe that's in the hallways of the Washington Post.
And actually, I'll say that on the past ratings books, when I've been able to speak to the guy and just give him the real numbers,
mm-hmm.
he has printed the real numbers.
Right. Yeah, it's just a little, it's irritating when we are celebrating having one of the better ratings books that we've had, and we are very, very delighted about where we've come from, where we were, and when we took over Afternoons again. And everybody, I was mentioning yesterday, everybody's bouncing off the walls around here because we're very happy because the station did well, and we did extremely well, and to have The Post characterized like that is just, it's annoying.
It's too bad that you're not allowed to give him the facts and that nobody else is giving him the facts.
But, I mean, there's the number right there. You know, anybody that reads the ratings when they're printed out there, make your own assumption.
Mm-hmm. WTOP is an 8.4. We have a 7.6. You decide for yourself.
You decide if that's far ahead. Far mm-hmm. ahead to me would be,
far ahead
like
would be
3-4 points or so.
Right. Let me see, and someone out there who's smarter than me can actually add this up. Last book, WTOP had a 6.5, so I guess they were up 29% to an 8.4. We had a 6.3 that went to a 7.6, so that's got to be at least, a 10 or 15% increase on our part. What is it, Rob?
Roughly 17%.
17% increase on our part. So
that's strong.
I know it's really just... It's petty, but...
It's nitpicky, but it's what we do.
We have to call it. We have to call it. You know, you read this thing in the paper, and I know you were just like me. You read this, and you go, well, goddamn, it makes us look like we're losers.
Mm-hmm.
And really, if I'm working at WPGC, and thank God I'm not, because I'm not black, and I just wouldn't fit in. But if I'm working at WPGC, I'm even more mad. They've climbed the top of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
They're the number one rated station overall in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
yet that doesn't get mentioned until the eighth paragraph of this jerk session mm-hmm. for the news station.
Right, exactly.
And then there's all...
It's another thing with the Post. It's very politically correct to do that with the news station.
The intricate mm-hmm. format that they use, which incidentally, if you're in Philly and you listen to KYW, you're in San Francisco, you listen to KGO...
New York, you listen to WINS...
Yeah, wherever you are, whatever news station you listen to,
mm-hmm.
they all do. Traffic and weather on the 8s or on the 6s. This is nothing unique.
Like McDonald's.
This is nothing unique.
It's a franchise.
And I'm going to play devil's advocate. The same thing could be said about our show, that we do a lifestyle entertainment, shock radio show. Yeah, but if that's the case, write the same thing about us. Write that we do something unique, even though a lot of people would say what we don't do is very unique.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pisser that this is all this is. I'm sure that this thing today is covered with DNA
mm-hmm.
from the Nimrods that read news at WTOP.
Yeah.
everybody walking by and just and the stupid news director who should worry about news and we were just speechless when we saw the numbers today.
Right.
It's a true team effort. We've gelled in a way we've never done before. Hey, dude, did you just have a lucky ratings book? Or did, you do something really important, like win a Super Bowl.
And you know, there ought to be some acknowledgement, especially over there, a little bit of humility, the fact that they are completely dependent upon world situations.
Mm-hmm.
When it's happening, when something huge is happening, and believe me, these wars, they don't happen every year. You know, they really don't.
Yeah.
You know, so enjoy it while you can.
So anyway, that's our issue with the Washington Post. And Paul Fari, if you're listening, you know, I couldn't give you the numbers, but, dude, I know that you had given the numbers. You certainly could have looked at the paper and seen 8.4 to 7.6. I wouldn't categorize that as them moving far ahead of the number two program.
Ouch.
I say we're within a pubic hair of them.
Yeah, that won't get in the Post.
And let's see what happens. All right, so that's my issue with them, and I'm done with that.
I'm glad you were venting on that. I completely agree with you. I was almost going to call you this morning when I saw that, but I said, no.
You know I saw
it. I knew you'd see it.
I came down, I picked up the paper, and right away, first thing Frieda said is, don't read it. I said, don't read what? Don't read the newspaper. I said, why? She said, you're not going to like it. Let it go. Let it go.
You can't let it go.
Said, you got great ratings. Let it go.
You did have great ratings, and there's just... But, you know, here's the problem. We usually have strong ratings. And so when a station that doesn't usually have strong ratings, I suppose that's the story.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah,
the way it goes.
I suppose.
I guess, but at least, you know, toss us a bone.
Yeah.
So I get home last night, and my wife, of course, is there. And now I don't really follow this. I walk in the door, and she says, hey, thanks for saying on the radio Friday that we're selling our things on eBay. And I said, huh? And she said...
How'd you say that again?
She said, thanks. What did I say? I was coming in the door.
And you said, huh?
Right. I said, huh? What? You know,
wow.
It's like, you know, I walk in, I just get blindsided. Like, she's there waiting for me with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
And as soon as I walk in the door... Something that happened on Friday's show. Now, I don't remember what happened on yesterday's show, much less Friday's show. So I say, what are you talking about? And she said, well, you mentioned that you're doing this stuff with Rob and Carrie on eBay, and I don't appreciate it. People think we're selling things on eBay. I said, well, to an extent, we are selling some stuff on eBay. Well, I don't like the fact that you talked about it. And I said, listen, I had a very long day today. I will talk about this. I'm still overtired from Sacramento. Mm-hmm. I will talk about this with you later. And she went, huff. And I came back and I said, don't go, huff. And she said, I can go, huff. And I said, I don't like it when you go, huff. And she said, I wasn't even mad at you when I brought it up, but now I am mad at you.
Of course.
And I still don't understand.
How much time has elapsed since you crossed the threshold of your domicile when this all happened?
So last night, about 7:30.
So you just walked in the door.
I mean, swear on my kid's life. First thing she said to me when I walked in the door.
All right.
Thanks for talking about eBay.
Welcome home.
Porn.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hello there, college man.
What did he say?
House of Porn?
House of Porn.
Is that how you answer my phone? House of Porn?
Palace of Porn.
Oh, Palace of Porn.
Palace of
Even
porn.
Better.
And I got to tell you, this kid, too, he's doing me no favors that Frieda, again today, was at one point just sobbing because she's got the empty nest thing. You know, Bart's going to be going to college in less than a month. And her little baby, he found... a country song that he downloaded about a youngster going off to college. And apparently last week, while I was in Sacramento, he played it. He made her sit down, and he played it for her.
Is it a complete tearjerker?
And it made her break down and cry.
Listen to his laugh.
Yeah. So for the last 3 or 4 days, he keeps saying to me, hey, Dad, you have to come up and listen to the song that made Mom cry. And I said, I'm not listening to a song that made Mom cry.
Oh, hell, we have to play it on the show.
No, we're not going to play it on the show.
Come on!
No, we're not.
Will it get you all emotional?
I've not even heard the song. This is how petrified I am of this
song.
Sure, right. I don't know what it is. All I know is that when the three of us are upstairs in the computer room...
This is funny.
Today, we're up there, she's doing something on her computer, I'm doing the best I can with one finger to type emails back, he's at his computer, and all of a sudden I hear...
oh, no.
And I got to turn around and say, hey, turn that off. I don't want to hear it. So I leave them.
You're afraid that you're going to react emotionally?
And he knows I am. So I go out on the deck. I'm reading the newspaper. I'm sitting out there. He comes down and he says, hey, Dad, Mom says you should come up to the computer room and listen to that song.
She did.
I said, I don't think Mom would say that. And he said, and then, you know, he's so good at the guilt trip. He said, this is like my last request before I leave for college.
Oh.
And I said, Bart, I'm in a pretty good mood. I don't want to hear a song that's going to make me feel sad. And he said, Mom said you should listen to it. So I thought, well, all right, Rita thinks so. I go upstairs. I sit down. I hear the bam, bam, bam. And
twang,
she says, why are you playing that? And I turned to her and I said, you told him to bring me up here to listen to it.
Oh, no, now you have to be totally honest.
No, that's exactly
it. No, Bob, I did not play it.
And Mom said, I did not tell
him. No, Dad, because you came up and I didn't start to play it. I played the sound from Toy Story.
Yeah, but then you were playing other songs. Because, see, I don't know what the song is, and he's got other country songs that he's downloaded. And anytime...
I'm allowed to play other country songs while sitting at my computer.
But the thing is, you know that there's this one song that set Mom off, and I don't want to hear it.
Dad, it's not like just a country sound is going to make you cry.
Have you heard it yet?
Frida told me it is a song about let's put Mom on.
Who's the artist, Bart?
Trace Adkins.
Okay. Put Mom on.
Okay, wait there.
Hey, your little boy.
Hey, baby. How? Listen, this song that I refuse to listen to that made you cry. What's the gist of the song?
The gist is that you're waiting for your kids to go away, and then they do. And tell me what you call Bart. And then they do. It is very sad.
And he doesn't know the.
And now the house is empty, and it's just, I don't know. I was crying too loud to hear the words.
And you know, the thing is, really, he doesn't know the effect that this has on her, that even today when he was out doing whatever he was doing. She was sitting at my wife's seat outside having a sandwich, and she comes inside, and she just...
I was just sitting outside thinking, oh, it's kind of like a... Don't play it! He's putting it on. It was kind of like a fall day.
I want to hear it now. I want to hear it now.
No, Mike, you know what? Listen, you know how sometimes you say that they are things seriously that
yes.
you don't want?
Yes.
I'm serious.
You don't want to have that reaction.
Don't dick with me about this.
You know, Mike, you're an easy one, too, because there's lots of divorced dad songs out there.
No, but, you know, and I'm an easy cry. You know that. I mean, I really am. So
Daddy, don't you walk so fast, and then we'll play this one.
Turn it down,
Bart. All I have to do is go look at his room, and I feel a little better, though.
You would think that he would appreciate the fact that we do love him, and we don't want him to go. We understand he's 18, and that he's going to be, you know, we can't stop him, and we're happy that he's going. This is what I'm having to repeat to my wife now. Yeah. Nearly daily, saying, you know, honey, this is we've known this day was going to happen, but today she's just out having a sandwich. She just comes in and says, he's leaving. And, you know, I'm tempted to say to her, and I don't say to her, because this is just an awful thing to say, well, think about all the times we're mad at him. Think about
that helps.
Think about what a slob he is. Think about how ungrateful.
That doesn't do it, though. It doesn't work. You love him.
No, because we love him. And she's nuts about it. And if given the chance, call me a pussy if you will, I'll get drawn into it, too. He's made me promise when we were
talking. Who are you fooling? I have been more vocally crying and mood swinging, but you've just been just plain down.
Yeah, well, listen, I don't like my... I love my son.
Yes.
That's so bad. I'm not thrilled about him leaving.
I'd rather have you cry and get it out of your system and then laugh with me, but you had just been just plain moody, you know, so it's going to be hard. I mean, it's going to be harder on you than
I have an idea, and I've been thinking about this, but since I have both of you on the phone right now, I'll throw this out at you. You've been talking about the empty nest syndrome,
yeah.
And... what would you think about me moving in? Using Bart's room, I don't have anyone in my life right now. I see my kids every other weekend, and I'd be happy to move out. You know.
I'd love to mother you.
That and I really could use that. I keep a really messy room.
I don't think you'd like it. I think, you know that tone that Frida gets in her voice sometimes?
Yeah.
you've never heard that tone amplified in person.
Right.
Like when she walks into his room and starts just off the top of her head complaining about...
But it would only be because I love you.
And, you know, and no curfews.
Okay.
We don't need any curfews.
I would destroy your beer bongs. I'm sorry. I can't
believe it. He was saying to me today, you know, he just loves busted balls about this.
Yeah.
So, Dad, you realize... Less than a month, we're all going to be going down to Clemson. I said, yes, I know that. Dad, no crying. I said, listen, I told you I'm not going to cry. But, Dad, when you get in the car and I'm not there, you're going to cry, right? Dad, when you're driving home without me, you're going to cry, right? Hey, Dad, that first weekend there's football on and I'm not there to watch it with you? You're going to cry, right?
Wow.
Hey, Dad.
He loves
He
is really working it. And you know what? He's probably going to catch a little bumness, too.
Because
he's really enjoyed his time with you.
I don't know.
Right.
Anyway.
That's right, Bart. Yeah, right, Uncle Mike. That's true.
If he was, you know, the fact that he is saying the things he's saying, he might not like this. But I think the fact he's saying that is because he's basically getting affected by it, too.
That's true.
I look back on when I was moving out.
He's never been homesick before, that he went to Spain for a summer and didn't miss us one little bit, that he forgets to write.
Years of a clown.
That the first time he went to camp when he was 7, the only communication was if he could stay longer.
Yeah, we have this laminated, a postcard he sent us from camp. Dear Mom and Dad, I miss you. Can I stay longer?
Yeah.
You know, written in a little 7-year-old handwriting.
We didn't get the mail at first, he said, because he forgot our address. We had to explain it was his address.
That is so funny.
That is all true. Listen, here's why I'm calling. Oh, we found a song, a copy of the song. I will play it for you now.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman.
No, this is not the song.
Should be your blues brother.
Yeah.
Giving all your love.
Doing the Tammy Wynette class.
I want to dedicate this to Kobe Bryant's wife.
Couldn't think of any more appropriate song.
Yep. That's right, Mrs. Bryant. Sit up there. Massage his hand. Go to the ESPYs with him. Don't think about that 19-year-old when he ripped her blouse off and inserted himself. That's right. You know why? Because he's got the paycheck. And look at the bright side. He's going to sell a lot of sneakers now. Because now he's a bad guy. Before he was too nice. Who wants Kobe Bryant t-shirts and sneakers because he's a good guy? Hey, he banged that girl in Denver.
You can.
So anyway, honey.
Yeah, that's the song that fills me up.
What?
Listen, but get off the phone.
He's holding it up to my head. Sorry.
Get off the phone. I want to talk to your mom.
Okay, I'm here.
Now walk me through.
You just cut him off. Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Way to go.
No, I'm here.
No, he's there.
I'm here. Hello?
What? I'm here.
Okay. Listen.
I'm not listening right now.
Here's the reason I'm calling. Explain to me last night, and I know that you say I exaggerate, and occasionally I do.
Yes.
I walk in the door.
You walk in the door.
The first thing.
I just hung up the phone with Carrie, chatting. I was in a fine mood. I was only chatting with you because about it because I just hung up the phone. But you are walked in the door in such your grumpy post-work Fred Flintstone coming home from the Stone Factory mode that you were thought I was picking a fight with you. I was just commenting. I mean, I was just chatting with you.
You know, this is something, and again, I try to use this as a platform for all married guys. Listen, here's the deal. If you're a stay-at-home mom, if you work, no matter what the situation, when your man is out all day slaying the dragon, when he gets home,
don't talk to him.
Just shut up.
That's why I'm going to miss my son.
Just give him a few seconds to decompress. Give him a few seconds
to digest
the day he's been through.
Amen.
Yeah.
As soon as he walks in the door, don't have the very first thing you say be, why did you say on Friday that we're selling stuff on eBay with Rob and Carrie?
I did not say it like that.
What did you say?
I said,
You mentioned on Friday that we were selling stuff on eBay, and now Carrie just told me she's getting a bunch of emails from folks thinking that she is me. You have it all mixed up. So she's getting emailed. What did you say? I was out of town Friday. I was just curious what you said.
All I was doing was help Rob drive up the price of that King of Queens pullover.
Well,
work it, baby,
fun.
Work it.
All I'm saying is, all I was trying to tell you was that it was no giant deal. Carrie has got emails thinking that she was me.
But for some long time,
all you know is what she told you.
Isn't it also true, though, that some of the junk that we've had, you know, we've gone into business with Rob and Carrie saying, you know, if you guys can sell this, we'll sell the profits. We'll split the profits with you.
We've had that discussion, but it hasn't happened. And it hasn't been in business. I just want to clean out. As soon as Bart goes to college, I'm cleaning out 99% of the stuff we have around this house. And I think it would be great if Carrie wanted to sell it on eBay so that it doesn't just, you know, it doesn't go to junk.
What I said was not true. It was not untrue.
It wasn't.
Last night when I walk in the door, the first thing is, what did you say on Friday about us selling stuff on eBay? People will think we're awful
that
we're selling things
that
on eBay.
Okay. It wasn't even important, but you were just...
If it wasn't important, why was it the first thing you said when I walked in the door?
Because I had just hung up the phone with Carrie. The first thing I had said... when you walked in the door was, oh, Max just pooped. That wouldn't have been important either. That would have just been what had just happened.
It
was the first thing. Doesn't mean I've been waiting. If I had been waiting to tell you, I would have called you on your cell phone.
The great thing when I came home last night would have been, there he is. There's my Arbitron champ.
The king is home.
There he is. There's Mr. 6.9.
Welcome to dinner, Your Majesty.
Well, that was my greeting every night.
I had to come out later and you know, I just kind of set the ratings down and I got them on a sheet and I said, here, you can look at these if you're interested.
What if she looked at you and she kind of shook her head and just kind of grinned at you and went, my man.
I said, oh boy, that would be just instant. Right. Yeah. These are the ratings, and this is...
Well, that's why I don't...
and this is the memo that they put out, and she looked at all of it, and then she just looked at the memo and she said, oh, that's nice. When's the party? Because remember, the last line was, we're going to be having a ratings
party. Oh, yeah, I haven't heard about that.
And then...
I mean, have they had a date yet? Or I haven't heard of it.
Gosh.
And then the last time I saw the ratings was in the trash compactor.
Living with Ethel Merman or something.
With Coffee Grimes.
All kinds of congratulations. When you told me originally, I said, that's fantastic. Oh, my goodness, that is real. I am so proud of you. I mean, how old are you? How often do I have to say that? That's really sad.
I would think the ideal would be the way that Katharine Hepburn treated Henry Fonda in On Golden Pond.
You're my knight.
That is really...
in shining armor.
That's what I've always been looking for. I'm not even looking for that. I am.
Listen, Frieda was right.
What did I say when you told me the ratings on the phone?
Now, listen, then I'm going to be honest. You did say that's really great. I'm very proud of you. Here was my only point.
I was much more effusive than that, that was...
And I'm giving you your props here that you were very supportive. All I'm saying is, and I really wasn't looking for that last night when I got home, it was just when I walked through the door, first thing, you get me in that defensive crouch, what did you say Friday about us on eBay?
So you jump into defense with no need. I wasn't mad. I was laughing when you came.
And I said... I really don't know what you're talking about. And she said, you don't know what I'm talking about? I said, I have no idea. I said, listen.
You exhaust me.
This is a quote. I said, I'm still tired from Sacramento. Give me a couple of seconds to just put my briefcase away, go up and wash my face, and I'll come down and discuss this with you. And that's when I got the...
That's what I'm saying now, because you exhaust me. I wasn't mad. I was laughing. You walk in, and all of a sudden, you get all defense. You know, you just are.
Don, you know what I heard when I walked into my house last night?
The cricket sound.
Every night.
Crickets are your friend.
In some ways, you're very lucky, Mike.
You spend the night at Michael Mara's tonight. You do that. I demand it.
We'll have popcorn and watch whatever you want.
You spend
spend the night with Mike, and Bart and I will sit here and listen to country songs, and I'll talk about the boy I really love.
All right, baby. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Hey, listen, you better be nice to me. You're stuck with me once he leaves. I was mentioning that to her today. I said, well, you know, it's going to be sad, but in some ways it'll be fun. Mm-hmm. It'll be like when we were first married.
Right.
And she, I don't know.
That made her cry.
Whatever.
Whatever.
That's all I got for it. We got to do a break here. When we come back, so I know for the next segment, are you going to tell us about your bad weekend?
Yeah, a little bit. Not a lot. It's still in development.
Well, now, come on. I mean, are you going to go all the way or... Because you alluded to the fact yesterday you had a bad weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got really loaded and my friends left me at the restaurant that we got to by boat.
Okay. Well, see, I want to hear that. Everybody wants to hear that. And then I got a ride back from the restaurant owner. Don't tell us all of it now.
All right.
Tell us what we get when we get back from the break.
All right.
Phone number is 877-365-3636. We'll take the 100th caller right now. That doesn't sound so awful, what you're saying.
Yeah, it was.
Was it really?
Yeah, I mean, several things happened to me. It just depressed me.
Okay.
And so I was really in a blue funk yesterday for most of the day, but I didn't want to talk about it because, you know, you'd had your weekend in Sacramento, even though so it was actually perfect, mm-hmm. because I just wasn't really in that great a mood. And then I woke up today and I'm happy and springy.
Good. Okay, call 100 right now, then we'll come back and we'll hear what happened to Mike over the weekend. Be the 100th caller, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What happened with your wife last night?
I wasn't with my wife. I was with my girlfriend.
Are you having marriage problems?
No.
And why do you have a girlfriend?
Well, you're gonna stop moralizing with me now.
No. I'm just curious. Why do you have a girlfriend?
I do things with her I can't do with my wife.
Why can't you do them with your wife?
Hey, that's the mouth she kisses my kids goodnight with. What are you, crazy?
The Don and Mike Show.
Bingo, baby. The Don and Mike Show. All right, the guy from Journey, Ross Valerie.
I just want to call him Russ Valerie.
He's coming in tomorrow. And be prepared, he's bringing some special friends. That's all I've heard.
Hmm, really? He's a fun guy.
They could be hooas.
Do they come in a bottle, these special friends?
I don't know. It could be Jack Daniels and Captain Morgan. I'm not really sure.
He's a lot of fun. I like the guy.
Yeah. Remember, we had a hard time putting a read on him last time.
Yeah, whether he was recovering on his way to...
No, he was stoned when he was in here.
Oh, it could be that.
I thought he was hungover.
That's what I thought.
I thought he was stoned.
I thought he was, like, brutally hungover.
Well, we can ask him when he comes in.
Let me talk to him.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah, we'll give him the buzzolizer test.
Yeah.
right here, call 100. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hi. Am I call 100?
Yes. Yes, you are. And what's your name, my friend?
My name's Henry.
Henry, where are you from, Hank?
Ellicott City.
All right, on Live 105 in Baltimore, right?
Correct.
Hank, you've got the WWE Vengeance prize pack. Don't miss WWE Vengeance. Live Saturday, in-demand pay-per-view. Everybody else, call Comcast or your Cox Cable system to order. Digital customers enjoy easy ordering.
Digital.
Your digital remote for the WWE.
Digital remote.
Remorse. Now you'll play for $1,000. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, we'll play you the common everyday sound. Give you 15 seconds to identify it. Do it, and you'll win $1,000. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Young MC.
Oh, Young MC.
An oldie but goodie.
I love Young MC. Shouldn't he be like old MC by now?
I like them.
It's like the Beach Boys, right? The Beach Men. Anyway, Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
Here it comes. There it is. What are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing.
You're not laughing at this, are you? Because that's a
little bit
serious sound.
She's dressed in yellow. She says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For $1,000, what is it?
Is it a latch?
A latch. A latch. A latch on what?
On a suitcase.
Latch on a suitcase.
We're sorry.
Latch on a suitcase.
No, I'm sorry.
Latch on a suitcase.
I'm sorry. That's absolutely wrong. But listen, Ass, you do get the prize, and thank you for listening to the show. Good guess, Ass.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Ass.
What?
Okay. So, Mike, your weekend. Come on, you
it's embarrassing, and I don't want to answer a lot of questions. I just want to sort of tell you what happened, because it involves a little behavior, and I don't want anybody calling in that might have seen me, like, you know, in that state.
So you were festive again.
I was big-time festive. So, on Sunday.
That equals, you know, bombed.
And, you know, I'm talking to a very nice young lady at this bar. And then, like, one thing led to another, and one of my best buddies, maybe he came by and told me they were going or something like that, but I didn't hear it that way. And then they just split, and then I saw the boat, like, backing up to the dock, and I went down to the dock, and I said, hey, what are you doing? Where are you going? He said, we got to go now. I said, oh, now. Well, then forget it. And I walked back, and then I got a ride back to the place where the boat came in, where my car was, and just had a shouting match with a friend of mine, and it was just ugly, and it was just nasty,
let me,
and it depressed me, and
let
it
me,
really...
Let me just
and I can't,
this.
You know, and you know, you've been... You've heard stories like this a lot, where I'm not really good at filling in all the details and all
like
the blanks.
Those are the black spots.
Those are the festive moments and stuff like that. And it was just a little festive, and you know, and I get that way every now and then. You know, and it's when my body clock says it's time to take it easy for a while. That's what happens, you see.
So let me just translate for those who don't speak, Mike.
Thank
and
you.
I'll do this diplomatically.
Okay.
Occasionally, Mike goes on. A real bender. Every once in a while.
Well, see, a bender would be days, and I never have done that in my life.
An hour.
But, I mean, I'll have a day.
A day. I'm not even going to say it's a full day. It's right. A part of a day.
Part of a day, but I'll go, you know, I'll get a little...
I'll go all day
and get a little happy. Mm. And what it results in...
Memory loss.
Not real significant memory loss, but just a little hazy
fits in.
And really, there are sometimes, and anybody that's, you know, gone a little overboard can probably relate to this. We've had our moments. I've probably had more of them than I should. And it results in just feeling very depressed the following day and just kind of like maybe you would have done this different, maybe that. But I was still mad that I got left behind.
Here's
whatever the circumstances
were,
I was mad that I got left behind.
So you're bombed and you go out to the boat and were you happy drunk at that point?
No.
Okay.
No, I wasn't happy because it was a series of things with this group of people all day long. There's this one woman who kind of made a veiled comment that I'm too old, you know, which hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another fat joke that hurt. And then so all day long, I felt like...
And you lost 26 pounds.
And I felt est on all day. It started out very early in the day. And then because of that, I was not, even though this one person I was talking to, it was a perfectly nice conversation, not related to our little group there. And then that's where I was focused. And then, you know, was just left behind. And you know, and
may I ask what you were drinking?
Beer. Yeah, beer.
Lots of beer?
Yeah, with an occasional shot.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So let me get this straight. So you've been drinking for hours.
Right.
Having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe burning a little bit. You know, starting to get a little frazzled around the edges.
Yeah, definitely toasty.
Go out to the boat.
Tired, too. Probably tired because I'd had a band gig the night before.
Sure. Go out to the boat. Your friends are on the boat. Your friend yells at you, get on the boat.
No. When it went down to the boat and it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked to my left and it was like out floating and they were backing in, I guess, to grab me. You know, so they weren't going to try. And then it was like, I wanted to get this friend to see if she wanted to go on a cruise. Mm-hmm. And that was, that's when it's like, no, got to go now. And that's when I went, F it.
So
like
they were actually, they had...
So I might have been a little bit, you know.
They had it in reverse. They were coming back to get you.
Yeah, but they left anyway. And that was my issue. You know?
But they had come back to get you.
Yeah.
But you were working on...
Yeah, and it was just like 30 seconds to just run up and...
Grab her.
Yeah, because I was ready to go.
Grab her by the hair.
Right, and just drag her down the dock.
So at this point, then they say to you, "Come on," and you said, "You know,
no." It was said to me in such a way that like I'd been kind of handled all day long, where I was just like, "All right, just go," you know. And then I made my way back to where I, because it was time to go. It was like 11 o'clock on a Sunday, and I was ready to roll. And when I got back, then it was just words with the guy, my friend, and it was just ugly.
So the guy who drove the boat away then,
yes,
was,
yes,
the guy that you had work,
yes,
with,
yes,
later in the evening.
Yes, yes.
And I imagine your words were something like, "Why the F did you leave?"
Yeah, and then, it was just back and forth, and it was just ugly and not pleasant. And
how long were you in his company during the day?
I don't know. From 1 o'clock to about 11 o'clock at night. Wow.
Okay, so now, Your Honor, we have a time frame,
yeah, 10 hours.
Of approximately 10 hours.
Incidentally, I've answered all of your questions that I said I didn't want to answer in the first place, because when you do this inquisition, it only results in making me look bad.
No. I say bravo to you, sir, that you are showing an incredible amount of courage.
Well, I'm guilty. I've been doing this long enough where I know that there is. I'm partially guilty.
And I want to tell you why I know that.
You know what the whole thing is?
You know, you wouldn't be saying this if there wasn't a part in your mind where you think that maybe your friends might end up hearing this.
Right.
And maybe they, did you hear Mike was kind of in a roundabout way, kind of, I don't want to use the word apologizing.
Stop!
But
stop it! Not apologizing for getting left behind.
So you're still mad at the guy?
Yes. Yeah, and you know how I am, too. I'm a very big one into the whole, and not because of the leaving behind, because the whole tone of the day was just kind of
hurt your feelings.
Yeah, and my feelings were kind of progressively hurt all day long, and I'm still, but, I'm also not totally without responsibility for a lot of that, so I mean, that's where I'm in the middle. Normally, when I have one of these days, I wake up the next day, and I'm like really... I'm really filled with remorse, and I've been trying to get there, and I can't. And so it's because there's really just a part of me that's
your feelings
still,
were hurt.
Still pissed.
Maybe a reason.
Yeah. So I mean, that resulted in me coming here yesterday. I was just, bumming. Really, really, really bumming.
Can I ask, what about the chick, the broad, the girl, the filly?
What? Whatever.
What?
Well, now.
Wanted to bring her on the boat.
You were 30 seconds away.
Okay. Oh, all right, we're getting the high.
No, that's okay. Well, we're not really concerned.
Here's Mike's comment on that girl.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Right.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Tiger, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Not a big part of the equation.
Okay. Not a part of the equation.
It's a very nice chat.
Very good. Asking questions.
No.
That I thought people might be interested in.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No need.
You don't.
No need.
Okay. Me not think my friend protest too much. Don't worry. Consider
the
topic closed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, that resulted in that was my weekend, and I know you guys.
But is it a fact or not, Mike? You have needs.
Go on. The thing is, it's just
you are but flesh and bone.
It's a drag, and they were just when you have a day with a bunch of people, everything kind of adds up, and there's a cumulative effect of stuff, including having a little hooch there. But when a couple of things happen one after the other, it's just you feel a little est on, and then you get just bummed out. And I mean, about halfway through the day, I felt that way. I mean, it was just kind of like,
I think it's a recipe.
I was bumming.
It's a recipe for disaster. You're going on people on a Sunday. I mean, you do this. I would think you do it on a Saturday, but you do it on a Sunday.
Right.
That, all day Sunday with these people drinking and having fun in the sun. And then when the sun goes down, you continue to drink. And you're sick of them, and they're sick of you. And I mean, I don't mean this personally. I mean, just this is the way it is with all people.
Yeah.
That you get to a point where you just go, Christ, we've been together for 10 hours.
Right, right.
Enough.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure that contributed to it. It just was not, it didn't make for a very happy Sunday.
And I've
had lots of very happy days.
And none of these alleged friends have called you to apologize?
No, there's no need for any of the
other
people.
For leaving you on the dock?
There's only one person who I have to make this right with. And whether that happens is subject to, speculation. But the fact
is that
anybody else, it doesn't, it's not an issue.
And that's the guy that you had words with?
That's my good
11.
Friend. Yeah, that's my good friend. And so that's what, that's cause for concern. And, and what happens with that happens. And, that's that was the whole reason for being bummed out. This is, you know, and so that's why I was in a bit of a blue funk yesterday. And, you know, and to a certain extent, I still am. It's just, it's a drag. And you know what? All the stuff like this happens when I have the most number of days away from my kids. When I have my kids around, I'm a different human being.
Makes sense.
When I'm not with my kids, I tend to be, you know.
That's good news. When your kids are around, you don't drink from 10
no,
in the
you
morning
you understand.
11.
You know what
I'm busting
saying.
Your balls.
What I'm
I know.
Saying is that that's just, you know, that's I know. What I was all the time, and that's what I'm better at, to be perfectly honest, than doing what I do. And maybe I gotta reevaluate what I do with my spare time. You know,
you're pretty good at doing the other thing.
Yeah, I'm not bad at it. You're pretty good at not. I never did it that frequently.
You're pretty good at being a boat person.
Yeah, I think so. But you know, who knows? We'll see. You do go through a great deal of introspection when you have days like I had, really, because I don't like waking up and feeling that depressed. I didn't. What did he write? What did he put down?
No, he just wrote you were a boatnik.
Okay, like that. That's it. But other than that, you know, life goes on.
I'm on your side. I'm sorry that
a man has enthusiasm.
I'm sorry that your friends dissed you.
Enthusiasm.
You know,
and maybe I dissed them too, so I don't know. You know, I mean, it might have been a combination of both. And I mean, you know, one of the things you do in a situation like that is you take everything into account and you move past it. So, that's what I'm going to try to do.
When you guys met later at 11,
mm-hmm.
were you aggressive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been on the receiving end of that, so
I've seen that.
But I mean, early on, and this is a new friendship and stuff. Early on in our relationship, we had moments like that too. You know, and then you just get settled in. You know the person, and you're cool. When you're feeling somebody out, sometimes it doesn't always work out that way.
Did you threaten to hit him?
No.
Well, good.
No.
Well, good. So it was just verbal.
Mm-hmm.
Just verbal.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, and there I am. So look at me.
Listen, pal, if you're listening, and I don't even know who this man is.
Right.
I won't tell you.
No, we will not mention this.
It's a gentle soul who's sitting across from me.
Mm-hmm.
A very gentle soul. And frankly,
I wasn't that gentle the other night.
Frankly, I'm angry. I'm angry that you've hurt this friend of mine. So if you have a fight with anybody, make your fight with me. Okay? Okay.
No, you don't want to do that,
Skipper.
I think I love it when you try to help me, but I think already you're beginning to help me way too much already. You know, it's. I think everything's going to be just fine.
Okay.
And I have answered all your questions. And
you
I,
have. Well,
you know, occasionally, you know how difficult.
You've answered almost all the questions.
Yeah, I don't remember.
No. Oh, the answer to that is an absolute no.
Okay.
No, a guy, the owner of the place, gave me a ride back to my car.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, and then and that's everything's fine.
I know.
You know how difficult it is when I fillet myself like this. You know, it's not my cup of tea. It's not my comfort zone.
No,
I'd rather do something. I'd rather have a goofy time when I actually did something really silly and stupid,
like
than that is real, like gritty, nasty like stuff.
When
you know?
Sat on that, on that,
yeah,
on
that. Same boat.
Oh, same boat.
Yeah.
Same guy?
Yeah.
Same guy? Well, then you've been friends with him for a while.
Well, yeah. And it was a drag. It was just a real drag. And,
I don't know.
I hope it works out.
Got to get some new friends, Mike.
No.
I think so.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, this is just my opinion.
Well, of course.
Just my opinion.
It's easy to have an opinion. When you're not living it, it's easy to have an opinion.
I know, but I'm just offering some opinions here, and you can take them. I'm on your side.
I know.
Just think, you know, and this is for me, not for Mike. You know, perhaps a higher class of...
Oh, stop it! Now, come on, that's helpful. That's helpful.
I'm just kidding.
Jesus.
I'm just kidding. You. Come on, don't get mad at me.
I'm hurting here, you know?
I'm kidding you.
Come on. I'm actually not. I'm actually in a very good mood today. Today was a very good day.
Well, maybe this...
What a day.
Maybe this will be the motivation for you or your friend to mend these, well, whatever it is.
Well, that's what it's all about. I mean, if you're able to do that, you're able to do it. If you're not, you're not. I mean, that's the way life works.
So the bottom line is you were out having a drinking thing.
We're going over it again one more time.
No, I'm just recapping.
And
you got in a fight with your friend,
right?
Because he left you at the dock, and your feelings were hurt,
right?
And really, you're still mad about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Fair enough. That'd be
that
true.
Was it.
Right.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
From the weekend?
Yeah. Or in general in the session, we have a We have another minute in the session.
No, you know, on the other side of my life, the which I've had some stress and turmoil in, the band issue,
yes,
could not be going better. And that came out of nowhere, where that all of a sudden got great, and everything is really stable in that part of my life for the first time in a long time. And everybody, which is hard to do with a bunch of musicians, is everybody seems to be, at least for this hour, content.
Cool.
Which is very good, because, you know, that's what I find it's all about. It's just kind of balancing everybody and making sure everybody is happy and content, including myself. And that's going great. That couldn't be any better.
Well, good.
But something's missing, because you know what? Something's missing, and because that, I think that contributes to why I get all angst-ridden and bummed out and easily hurt and that whole thing. And I think it still has everything to do with what I've gone through, and I am not over that yet, and I don't know. It has been over a year, and I'm not sure how long that's going to take.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's my evaluation.
What is your evaluation?
Please don't retread, though. I'm going to write you a prescription, and I want you to fill it immediately.
Okay, very good.
I want you to take one of these every 4 hours.
All right, what does this bottle say on it? What is that there?
Don't repeat that on the air.
Oh, my.
And then what I want you to do, I'm going to write another... Mm-hmm. Well, I can't write...
Rhymes with wussy.
Yes, that's right.
Right.
And I want...
Rhymes with wussy.
And I'm prescribing BJs.
Yes, okay.
I'm prescribing...
Oh, in addition to these pills?
Yes, a steady diet of BJs.
Very good.
From random women.
You think that'll do it? And, you know...
I think that'll help.
Okay, well, then I'll get the tote bags ready and all set.
Why give you Prozac when what I believe you need is...
Prozac, quite the wrong thing to give a person.
I think you just need to have your knob polished. Now, please welcome in my nurse.
I'm really glad I met you at the pool today.
Here we go. How are you?
Is she,
what can I do for you?
Well, she's here to help you, Mike. She's going to administer. No, actually, if I
that
I,
nurse Jenna.
I have this wrong. You're going to be administering some medicine to her.
Okay, here. Let me. Let me give you some of this medicine.
Give her the dosage.
Let me take off my clothes.
Will do.
There she is.
Done and done. Here we go.
Is she a good nurse?
Who are you?
All right. And do you mind if I just sit on it?
Oh, that would be fine. That would be quite fine. How about right now?
Isn't she a good nurse?
Very good nurse.
She's a fantastic
you
nurse.
Are.
Would you mind helping me?
I would help you till the day is over.
And she loves boats?
Yes, it's lovely.
She loves beer?
Mm-hmm.
And,
I'm all wet because I just got a shower. Sorry, I'm not wearing any clothes.
That's all right. There's no need to apologize to me.
And when do these tapes end?
How's
yeah,
that
here's
skirt?
The question I have to ask
What's
you.
That?
Yeah. Would you mind taking off your clothes for me?
Will do.
No. What's the last one on here?
The skirt riding up my ass all day.
Okay, right.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had no idea it was so big.
Most nurse, don't realize that.
Now, nurse, listen. You are here simply to comfort my patient.
How's that skirt?
You know,
what?
The skirt's been riding on my ass all day long.
Yes, it has.
Thank you. There you go.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, there you go. Listen, Mike, I think we have a segment coming up that may help you spiritually.
Really?
Yeah.
I need a lot of spiritual help.
Yeah, I don't want to pre-sell this. I just want to say, stay tuned for an outstanding bit.
Mm.
I very rarely say that.
Wow.
But I do mean this.
Good.
I believe a really great one coming up. Stand by for a very, very good bit.
Wow.
Unlike the previous hour and 15 minutes of the show that you've heard today. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Question.
Should we be in Iraq?
No.
That's the wrong question, Don.
Question. Does my cast itch?
One question.
Question. Do you smell it?
Are you getting the best value from your wireless phone company? Does your wireless phone keep you connected with everyone who is important to you?
Well, that's the best reason to call 1-866-SINGULAR and switch over to Singular Wireless. Just listen to the great deals that Singular has for you right now during their incredible summer phone sale. Pay attention!
Get the cool Nokia 3560 color screen phone for $29.99 when you sign up for a 2-year service agreement.
Plus, Singular lets you add a line to your plan for just $9.99 per line per month. And plans start at just $39.99. Astounding.
For home delivery, call Singular. 1-866-SINGULAR. Go to singular.com or go to the Singular Wireless store. Remember, that's 1-866-SINGULAR.
Yay! Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular store for details.
This
is the Don and Mike Show.
If you want some friendly advice, get a haircut and take a bath. You wouldn't get hassled so much.
Joe is regretful.
Joe.
The Don and Mike Show.
Is anyone listening?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Did you wash the ass today?
Lick the bee. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, come on in, Joe. Got a special segment for you nice people listening to the show today.
Oh, Joe.
We did this one other time.
Oh, let me start the theme to the Joe Show.
There it is.
Joe.
There he is.
Joe is regretful.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
You know, he's the world's oldest phone screener.
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
Joe Ardinger.
Joe is regretful.
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
Back around to that, we've done Ask the Joe, Stump the Joe. Back around the time that Hillary Clinton's book came out, right. Bless you, Joe. Did you cough or were you simply warming your hands?
Just clearing my throat, getting my gig.
Do you have a little cold? Are you feeling all right?
My girlfriend and I are funking with something.
Mm.
Right, okay.
Hope it's nothing genital.
No.
Okay. Right. Joe, besides being the world's oldest phone screener...
See, when one stops smoking, the other one gets the secondhand smoke, so it's really like smoking all day.
And generally an all-around great guy. We found that not only is it great to interview Joe and have him do segments on the show, like Ask Joe and Stump the Joe, but possibly his most famous segment, the best-received segment ever, was when we had him on one day reading excerpts from the Hillary Clinton book.
Yes, right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first installment...
Joe is regretful.
...of the Joe Ardinger Book Club.
Fantastic. He's got nothing on Oprah, or vice versa.
Now, Joe has not selected the book. I've selected it.
I see.
And I'll tell you right now that it is an all-time bestseller.
Is it a challenging read?
I believe it's... Mike, it's... The concepts could be challenging.
Very good.
Welcome to Joe Ardinger's Book Club. Joe, are you ready?
Yes.
Step up, and we have many different parts of this book that we'd like you to read.
Yeah.
Mike, it is simply the best-selling book of all time.
Yes.
Are you talking about the Bible?
I am.
Yes.
Absolutely. Today on Joe's Book Club, Joe Ardinger will read passages from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
We've selected the story of Noah.
Very good.
Genesis 6 through 11, 32.
A good story.
The Convent of Circumcision. Parting the Red Sea, Exodus 14.
Oh, that's such a good part.
A lot of these things we're not going to get to. Moses and the Ten Commandments.
That's big. That's a big story.
Did I forget one, Robbie?
No, that's it.
That's it. Okay.
Don? So,
yeah.
You know, it's referred to as the greatest story ever told.
And it's been made into a movie.
It's been made into several movies.
So and a miniseries. And a lot of you can follow. So here you go. Here now in the Joe Ardinger Book Club, Joe's book this week, go to Amazon.com and make it the bestseller. It's The Bible.
The Bible.
Here is Joe. Joe, what passage will you be starting with?
The story of Noah, the flood.
Very now, good. Joe Ardinger with Joe.
Joe is regretful.
Joe's Book Club.
When men began to increase in number on the earth and daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were beautiful, and they married any of them they chose. Then the Lord said, "My spirit will not contend with man forever, for he is mortal. His days will be 120 years." The Nephilim were on earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God went to the daughters of men and had children by them. They were the heroes of old, men of renown.
Clear that throat, Joe. He's turning the page now.
Well, Mike, the book is a page-turner.
And it's heavy.
The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time.
Mm.
The Lord was grieved that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was filled with pain. So the Lord said, "I will wipe mankind, whom I have created, from the face of the earth, men and animals and creatures that move along the ground,
yeah,
and birds of the air.
for I am grieved that I have made them.
Well, now, Joe, you don't...
He's given it his best read ever. He's a natural reading the Bible.
You don't have to give us the preacher act, but if you feel comfortable, again, this is Joe's book club.
He can read it any way he wants.
Any direction you want to take it.
But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. This is the account of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his times.
Righteous.
And he walked with God. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Tito. No, Japheth.
Please, no ad-libbing. Okay. No ad-libbing, Joe, during Joe's book club.
And it's the Bible, Joe. You don't ad-lib in the Bible.
Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, I'm going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them.
Joe, go to the next one. Go to the one on circumcision.
Okay.
Very good. Well, we'll never know how that ends.
you have to buy the book.
I see.
It's a happy ending.
Okay, good.
Well, what is this section you'll be reading now, Joe?
The Covenant of Circumcision.
Genesis 17, 1 to 27.
17. Okay.
Joe's book club.
When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. I will confirm my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your numbers. Abram fell face down, and God said to him, As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come.
I'm lost.
To be your God and the God of your descendants after you.
I think I get it.
Before a lot of you...
He's given Abraham a really, like, big deal. Yeah.
Before a lot of you get the feeling that you're actually in church, you must have been, and tune this out, please understand this is a conceptual piece that we're doing here.
Right.
It's Joe's book club.
Mm-hmm.
See, everybody get it? It's Joe. Reading from the best-selling book of all time.
The Bible.
Mm-hmm.
The whole land of Canaan, where you are now an alien, I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God. Then God said to Abraham, As for you, you must keep my covenant.
So I think it's important
you and your descendants after you for the generations to come.
Okay. I think it's important for us to interrupt once in a while, just so, you know, those that might be hopping on this station, know that there hasn't been a format change.
All right. Well, listen, I think that they know immediately. When
Joe is regretful.
They hear Absolutely. Joe. But
you're doing a great job.
It's the Joe Book Club.
Right.
I lost my space.
It's okay. Take your time.
This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you. The covenant you are to keep. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You are to undergo circumcision, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and you. For the generations to come, every male among you who is 8 days old must be circumcised, including those born in your household or bought with money from a foreigner.
Wow. That's kind of like slavery.
Those who are not your offspring, whether born in your household or bought with your money, they must be circumcised. My covenant in your flesh is to be an everlasting covenant.
All right, Joe, go to the next one. And can you take a moment out now for everyone who's listening to Joe's Book Club and thinking, wow, this sounds like a great summer beach read.
Yes, absolutely. Everybody should read it.
Can you tell us, Joe, what is it about the Bible that made it your selection for Joe's Book Club?
Well, as many of you may or may not know, my neighbor next door is a preacher.
Oh, very good.
And a listener of the Don and Mike Show, I found out last weekend.
Ah, wonderful. Yeah. And so your closeness with this neighbor is the reason you've selected the Bible as your first choice in the Joe Book of the Month Club?
Well, he didn't actually choose it, but
I'm playing along is what I'm doing.
Why, yes, Mike. See, he figured out who I was and what I do for a living. So I thought it would be important for me to look into what he does for a living.
Very good.
And see how the other half lives.
You don't actually need the book, do you? I mean, you could just put it down and pretty much tell us the story.
That's right, Don. For as you know, I am a scholar of the Bible.
Joe, I know this is going to really increase sales of that book. Do you get a kickback?
No, I don't, Rod. That would be unholy.
Joe, what is the next selection you'd like to read on the Joe Book Club?
The kickback I get is the assurance of the kingdom of heaven.
That's right.
What is your next segment, Joe?
My next segment will be Parting the Red Sea.
Hey, this is a good one.
Does this have anything to do with menstruation?
No, Don.
Oh, he rolled his eyes at you.
How dare I?
Right.
Then the Lord said to Moses, tell the Israelites. How do you say that?
Go try it again.
Israelites.
Get a running start.
Go ahead, start again. Then the Lord said to Moses, tell the Israelites to turn back and encamp near Pi Hahiro between Migdol and the sea. They are to encamp by the sea directly opposite Baal Zephon. Pharaoh will think the Israelites are wandering around the land in confusion, hemmed in by the desert. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them. But I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. So the Israelites did this.
Israelites.
I love you. You're running out of time here. Let's go right to the Ten Commandments. I think, didn't we have that one set up for you? Mm-hmm. The Ten Commandments. You got that, Joe?
Very good.
You got the little post-it note there?
Israelites.
Yes.
19 through.
Good song by Desmond Decker.
Now the Joe Book Club.
Joe is regretful.
Well, I guess this is it.
Just start anywhere.
Giving the law. In the third month after the Israelites left Egypt, on the very day, they came to the desert of Sinai. After they set out from Rephidim.
Cyanide.
And that was someone, isn't that what someone put in Tylenol a long time ago? Or?
Yeah. It's, I think
and
it's
Israel
cyanide.
Camped there in the desert in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, this is what you are to say to the house of Jacob and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourself have seen what I did to Egypt.
Go tell that on the mountain, Joe.
And how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be, for me, a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
Why don't we go right to the ten big ones, because we're running out of time here.
Let me find them.
Give everybody the best part of this book.
Words to live by, Don.
Yeah.
Joe Ardinger's choice for the book this month.
He's trying to find the laws.
It's the Holy Bible.
All right. Okay, here we are.
Got them? Here we go.
Go down. Oh, well, the Lord replied, go down and bring Aaron up with you, but the priests and the people must not force their way through to come up to the Lord, or he will break out against them. So Moses went down to the people and told them, and God spoke all these words. I am the Lord, your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven, above or on earth, beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me.
Look how serious he is.
But showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God.
Welcome to the Church of the Green Leaf.
For the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless whom misses his name. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord, your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your manservant or maidservant, nor your animals, nor the alien with your gates.
A lot of slavery in the Bible.
Joe, yeah. we are out of time.
What a fabulous break.
This is going to be Joe Book Club.
Amen.
And Joe, to summarize now in your own words, why is the Bible your chosen book for Joe's Book Club?
Well, I believe, Don, that it's important for us to expand our horizons and to keep an open mind about religion and God.
You know what? Again,
truer words never spoke. Well, very good.
Joe, I want you to track over the next couple of days, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com.
See how the Bible sales are going. I see if you've spiked the Bible sales, which is the goal on Joe's Book Club.
And you'll be glad to know, I'm going to tell you in advance, the next book we've selected for you to read is the new book by Mike's former girlfriend who we got nothing off in college.
Yes.
Candace Bushnell's new book.
Oh, wonderful.
It'll be the next book. That is, you know, we're going to go from one extreme to the other.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
But there he is, Joe Artinger with Joe's Book Club, The Living Bible. Look at him looking at it like he's funny. Looking at it like
he wants to take it home.
He's looking at it like, so this is what a Bible looks like. All right, thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Good job. You,
God bless you.
Bye, bye, Joe.
Go in peace.
There he goes.
I guess
a fine job. It was almost like he was a natural.
Mm-hmm. That's conceptual.
You know, it's almost like someone was helping him read today.
You know, that's coincidence?
I don't think so.
That's not fall down funny. That's just like, that's a funny concept.
It's a thinking man's bit.
Just, right. Just follow me on that one.
You know who probably really liked it was the Israelites.
Yeah, I'm surprised you bring up the Israelites, Rob.
I just like the pronunciation.
I understand.
That's right. We'll talk.
And Dave.
Joden. There he is. Joe, everybody.
Joe.
The Joe Book Club.
Joe Book Club. And I can see so many different offerings that Joe could have on the Joe Book Club, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking very, very complicated legal texts.
Or the Herod experiment.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It was my thing. The Bible would be a tough one for him.
Sure.
But he threw everything he had into it, and like you said, maybe he had divine intervention.
I'd like the second Mr. Burbank suggestion. Buzz and I have an affinity for it. It's the very first dirty thing I ever read.
I read it too.
Oh, man.
I don't know. You know, again, we have to be careful with what you can read and can't read on the air.
Right. A lot of naughty stuff in that Herod experiment.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could just have him come down one day and read letters from Penthouse.
That'd be wonderful.
Uh-huh. A lot of stuff. We love hearing Joe read.
Yeah.
But I think you're right that the only thing wrong with that bit was that it was like God was touching,
helping him, guiding,
working like a ventriloquist dummy.
But he still gave us Israelites.
Pulling the strings on Joe.
And cyanide.
And cyanide, you know, for that place that they all were in the
Hello, business. Don and Mike.
Yeah, what was the sound during that last reading?
What was the what, the psalm?
The sound. There was a sound in the background. It sounded like this.
Oh, God.
And the other great pronunciation he had was Mrs.'s.
Yes, for Miss Uses.
Yes, Mrs.'s.
Mm-hmm. Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you know, another segment like that, and Don, I don't think you're going to be bragging about your ratings book next week.
Now, would this be, I'm curious.
Listen, my dim-witted friend.
Would this be some people that maybe didn't like it for another reason?
Didn't you,
Hell no.
Did you listen to it?
I did, and
well,
please.
Then mission accomplished.
Thou shalt not do that again.
Thou shalt.
I want to remain a listener.
Listen, eat me, pal. I want
not
to tell
a
you
Turner.
Something. I want to tell you something. That's funny, and if you don't get it, then maybe you should go listen to a station that plays a box of records. That's funny.
But no, that's why I listen.
No, that's funny. I want to explain to you the concept of humor. Humor is very subjective, meaning that...
Boy, that's for sure.
What's funny to one person is not funny to another. Mm-hmm. And if I'm sorry that was a bit over your head, we'll come back down and give you some of that good stuff you like challenging,
church is over my head.
Challenging people to fights and farts and stuff. But I'm telling you.
No, that's not me.
That's funny. Well,
what is you, pal?
What we just did is funny.
What is you?
Don't say that.
Sorry.
This guy's doing the old divide and conquer.
I know, and
thing.
I'm tired. I'm not in the mood. I have no mood for that.
Divide
today.
And conquer. None Mike, you're great.
Yeah.
You have no phones right now.
Oh, dear.
Sorry.
Everyone hit that.
Sorry, my bad.
Mike said F you and all the phones.
My bad.
All the phones went dead. Oh,
my bad. You know what? I promised I'd never do that again. Boy, I lied to myself. I lied to myself. I just can't help myself.
Well,
I really can't.
Here's my thought, and I'll take the bullet for this, that if you didn't like it, well, F you. I was reading this book. You read it too. This book that Tom Chales wrote about Saturday Night Live.
Yes, yeah. Great
not
book.
To put ourselves in this category by any stretch of the imagination, but back in the heyday when the show was funny, what they did was they would do stuff that they would think is funny.
Right.
And if the audience didn't get it, well, the audience didn't get it.
Tough. Yeah.
That was really the only way that you came up with great things by doing it that way.
It's experimental.
You know, it really and. The problem with Saturday Night Live today is that they do far too many things that are way too safe and just innocent.
Like the cheerleader sketches.
Oh,
everyone gets the cheerleaders.
Yeah,
but
right.
It's
of
not
course.
Funny.
Right.
Right. And my point is, with all respect to our audience, if you didn't like it, F you. I thought it was funny. Mike did. Buzz did.
Yep.
Rob did. Even Joe did. Even Joe got it.
Hey, we throw stuff up against the wall and see if it sticks, and we have a good time doing it.
I loved it, and he's going to do it again.
And you know, that guy's a pro. Make no mistake about that last guy.
The caller? Yeah.
Yes, that guy loves to do what he does. He's getting his nut. I've heard him before. He does the same angle.
And
that's what he's all about.
I'd like to count the number of times that we've had when we've done something on the show, whether it's complaining about the way the ratings are gotten, or complaining about management, or complaining about some injustice done against it. When people call and go, boy, your ratings are going to go down now. Wait till your ratings come out next month. People are not going to listen to this. Well, I'm telling you, this is not good. Christ, if I had a cent for every time that someone said that to me, I'd be on an island somewhere right now with va, va, va.
Va, va, va.
I really would.
Va, 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 va.
Anyway. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And, you know, the rest of you can just go F yourself. And now, see, I'm not going to patronize myself. The lines are loaded up now with people saying that was very funny and Joe is great and we love Joe
Reading.
Joe is
great. Yeah.
We love Joe Reading, but I'm not going to take those calls. Hello? Don and Mike. Hello? What the hell is this?
Someone attempting cricket sounds, I think.
That's, you know, hey, if you're going to do something, if you're going to say something, do it that way.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's funny.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hi, that was a great bit, man.
Don't care what you think. Thank you, though.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Radio Slobs. I just want to say bravo, Joe. Bravo.
Thank you. Don't care, but thank you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, Don and Mike.
Yes.
It was wonderful. Joe's an exceptional leader.
Thank you. You are a great listener.
You are
great. I'm a great listener. I loved it when Buzz cackled, too, when he talked about circumcision.
Well, you know, Buzz has always believed circumcision funny. It's funny.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes. The reason why the last gentleman caller didn't understand the concept of your last bit was because he's gay and he stands against everything that is in the Bible.
Oh, my God. Oh no. Shut up.
Hello. It doesn't work.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Moses.
Hey, Moses. Where's your Messiah now?
All I have to say is to Joe, Uli Bey, and Mazel Tov. Good luck to you. Oh, by the way, I'm visiting the Legacy, and I'm trying to help you out with the... I never got my vote in for your rating system.
God, if only that's how they really did it.
Yeah.
If only they really did it by just voting.
Yes.
Because
we do very well in Israelites.
Oh, awesome.
I said it the right way.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Yes. You did. Israelites.
It's
sorry.
Hard to say it wrong.
Right?
Don and Mike, hello.
I like the mysticism.
All right. Anyway.
Israelites.
We'll bring that back again. Joe's Book of the Month Club. His book this month, The Holy Bible.
And wait till you see those sales go through the roof.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What they can expect from Jingle All the Way is a hilarious movie, a movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end. It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say, I am so angry that I can't get another ticket right away because I want to see you the second time. And there's a long line here.
The Don and Mike Show. They'll put more cash in your khaki pants. Don and Mike.
And I say, you know, Arnold's in London now doing promotion for T3, which is just absolutely crashing.
Yeah. He's not in Cauliflower yet?
No, he's not. However, we are in the danger zone. Right now, the danger zone.
That's when kids get into kanks.
Kanks. And crimes.
Crimes that, that's what I call the danger zone.
There's over a million kids that are unsupervised. There's below the age of 15 and are unsupervised in the afternoon.
Unsupervised.
Now, what does all that mean to us?
What does that mean for
it
us?
It means
Tommy
trouble.
Teacher.
I call this the danger zone.
The danger zone.
I'd like to hear him read the Bible. Now, here's what we're thinking about. Now, this was half concocted by booze, but the more Rob and I did it
right
over the weekend on the trip to Sacramento,
right.
the funnier it got. Now, here's the setup, and I'll do it very badly.
Okay.
And then you can do it in your own expert way.
All right.
The setup is that Arnold, of course, has a failed movie career, and he's going to run for governor. We all know that.
Right.
Arnold will come on the show from time to time and pull out his little black book and call a celebrity to ask them for a contribution.
Right.
Now, for instance, I'll give you one, and this is pretty much how it'll go. And of course, you won't really call the people.
Right, of course.
Picking up the phone to go in there.
Sure.
Hello, Ryan Seacrest. But like every second or third one, it would be, hello? Cordy Love? Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. As you heard, I'm running for governor. I'm looking for support. Is Kurt there? What? Oh, my God. Don, Mike, I have awful news. Kurt Cobain is dead.
Absolutely.
And as Rob and I continued on this, the list of people that Arnold could call.
Sure. How's Kurt doing?
Grew.
I love the music, the rock and roll.
And then it's always, oh, my God, which is what Rob and I were saying to each other over and over all week.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It was like, hello.
This is a bad day for California.
Priscilla Presley. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Can I put you down for 20 for the king also?
He's always there. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Don, I have awful news for you.
The king of rock and roll is dead.
So now that you understand this intricate concept, let's welcome in the next governor of California.
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Arnold.
I call this the danger zone.
Now, I understand.
We are in from 3 to 6 in the afternoon is when kids get into kinks.
I understand that the...
Welcome back.
The movie's tanking.
Tanking. Well, that's because all the kids aren't going to see the movie in the theaters. They're going to, join their other roughies in the malls, going into gangs, and, they don't understand how great a film it is.
So you got beat last weekend at the box office by Will Smith.
Nine.
Yes.
Nine.
You got beat by The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. You're going to get...
That movie is for fakes.
You're going to get killed by... Seabiscuit comes out this weekend.
I'm aware of the fact that the horse movie will be something special with the little guy that looks like a girl, Tobey Maguire.
He's Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man's a fake.
So now... It's time for another episode of Arnold's Black Book, where I understand you're going to be calling celebrities to ask them for money for your campaign.
Absolutely. Okay. Let me get the phone over here right now. Okay. I've got my list. The first celebrity that I'm going to call today is the very famous newsman, Dan Ratta.
All right. So now we're really going to hear Arnold call Dan Ratta.
That's nice. Okay.
Very influential.
Any sound effects of dialing the phone? Nine.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Yeah, hold on.
There we go. And I am there. I've got to do my black book.
But now, I can't put him on the air.
No, you can't put his voice on the air. I've got to him. Yes, Dan Ratta's secretary.
Hello.
Dan Ratta's secretary. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. I need to speak with him, please. Dankeschön.
So you got right through the Dan Ratta like an hour before the news.
Dan, it's on Schwarzenegger. How are you? I understand you're a newsman. You have to maintain the kooky objectivities. But I was wondering if I could count on you for a donation to the campaign. What's that? You don't contribute to political campaigns because you do the news. Okay, goodbye.
That's tough.
Let's try another one, shall we?
I don't even want to ask. Let's just...
This is very exciting.
You never knew who Arnold's going to be calling in his little black book.
He knows everybody.
Hello? It'll be ringing in a second, Arnold.
There it is. Haven't got that right yet. Hello? Is it going to ring again?
Oh, no, they've picked up already.
Hello, Time. Time Daily. Oh. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yes, as you might know, I'm going to be running for the governorship of California. Okay? Can I count on you? How about Sharon Glass? She was Cagney. I liked Cagney and Lacey.
This was a good show. No. That's okay. I don't care. It doesn't matter what pot you're about.
Uh-huh.
My pot. That's not kind. That's unkind. You're not allowed to. Well, why don't you just get some, why don't you get some fat off of your ass then? Goodbye. She refused. She said she didn't believe in my politics. Hold on, I'll make another one.
Okay, now this time I think if the format of this is correct.
This is a guy that I love his movies. He's younger than I am, but he's going to be a great big star. Huh. I'm looking forward to it. It should be lots of fun.
There you go. I got to take it off the air.
Hello, Freddie Prinze Jr. How are you? Yeah, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I knew you would recognize my voice. How is your movie career going? If you ever need any advice, I could be happy to give it to you about how to be a major star. Listen, I'm running for the governorship of California, and I'm wondering if there's an outside shot that you'd like to make a donation. How Scooby-Doo? Yeah, I'd like to in that. You will? That's fine, $200.
Oh.
Great. And listen, I was a really big fan of Chico and the Man. How much would your father like to donate to my campaign? But what's what? Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, I didn't know. I'm so sorry.
Oh, dear.
I hope this won't change your contribution. Oh, I'm so sorry, Freddie. Yeah, I didn't know that. Oh, really? Okay, okay, I gotta go. I'm real sorry.
Wow.
Oh, my God. His father blew his brains out. Shot himself to death. I didn't know that.
The breaking news?
Yeah. Freddie Prinze, you know Chico?
Yeah.
Of Chico and the Man?
Yeah.
He killed himself.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's a big story. I had no idea. That really stinks. Man, I'm embarrassed. He was crying.
Make one more. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Rob, pull the number out. Look, yeah. Make one more call here.
All right.
Shame you didn't know that.
I'm really sorry.
Freddie Prinze died like 25 years ago.
Yeah.
But here you go.
Try this.
Let's just wait for the ring this time. There it is. Let's try this one again. Hello, Epson Renaissance? This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Is this Mrs. Epson? Hi. I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, yeah, that's good. It's good to hear your voice.
Oh,
as you might remember from some of my television appearances, I'm running for the governorship of California. Can I put you down for a donation? Would you like to contribute to my campaign? That's nice. Okay, I'll take it. That's great. And how about your husband? I'm a big fan of Jed Clampett, Buddy Epson. Why doesn't can I speak to him briefly?
Oh,
pardon me? Oh, my God. I didn't know.
Really?
Oh, well, he was old.
Do you have breaking news?
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry, Mrs. Epson. I didn't mean to disturb you. I know. Oh, recently?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry. Okay. Oh, my God. Buddy Epson has just died.
What?
Yeah.
Jed Clampett just passed away. I didn't have any idea. I was going to get a donation from him, too. You know Bobby Jones? Jed Clampett?
Yeah.
He passed away.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I had no idea that that was happening. She was crying. She said it just happened a short time ago.
Yes, very.
I didn't know that. You know, that's the breaking news I have for you. Buddy Epson is dead.
Arnold, thank you for coming in for this edition of Arnold's Black Book.
Thanks. I hope you will all support me in the run that I have for the governor of California. And I'm apologizing to the Prinze family and the Epson family, you know, from the Hollywood Hillbillies. Dog is shine. Adidas name.
Clueless. Boy, that didn't go too well for him.
You got to picture Rob and I on the plane all weekend, just doing that all weekend. Hello?
Oh, my God.
Mrs. Epson. Yeah, and then it would be, we're driving people on the plane nuts going, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I have terrible news.
Oh.
Kurt Cobain is dead.
That is just such a real downer.
Yeah. Damn it.
Remember when I told you we had a good Arnold bit that you'd be able to do run into the ground for about a week?
Yeah, the Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
No one can stop. You know, everybody's going to go sometime.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Oh, that's my great. God.
And it's G-O-T.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I had no idea. Where have I been hiding?
So imagine the people on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
When Rob and I, especially after we had a couple of drinks,
yeah.
We were going nuts going, hello, Mrs. Bapa? Is this the wife of the Big Bapa? This is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Is the big guy in?
I was wondering if the Big Bapa and Buddy Holly would like to contribute. Oh, my God. And then it was, hello, is this Mrs. Croce? This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I love the song, Time in a Bottle. Is Jim there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
God.
My favorite one.
Death makes his calling card.
Hi, is this the housekeeper? Could I speak to either Bryn or Phil Hartman?
Oh, God.
That's dark.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Once we started getting on the Saturday Night Live thing.
Oh, there you go. Hello, Mrs. Belushi.
No, actually it was, let me call my friend Jim Belushi. Hey, Jim. I love your work, and according to Jim.
What can I put your brother down for?
Oh, my God.
Gene Wilder.
Oh, God.
We did that one, too.
We did. Oh.
Is Gilda there?
Yeah. You guys are lucky you didn't get thrown off the plane.
How's the wife?
There you are.
But every once in a while, it would just be, oh, my God.
Mrs. Farley, can I speak with your son?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's Arnold's little black book.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to hear that a lot over the next couple of days.
Vote for me, duh.
Now, listen, we have money to give away. I am chock full of new stuff today.
Wow.
Chock full of Joe and the Bible, Mike, great execution of that Arnold book. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God.
Scott, G-O-T-T.
We're going to try something new now, which, of course, is just a takeoff of something else we've done before. A game called Forgive Me.
Forgive Me.
Now, we'll offer up $500, and here's how we play the game. Let's say that you have done something to your husband or wife that is awful. This is not like what my wife doesn't know on her or what, you know, secrets or anything. You've done something really awful, and your husband or your wife is really pissed at you.
Yeah.
And now listen, I'm going to use Mike as an example here, because it works with friends as well.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mike would call the show and say, man, I was out with my friends this weekend, and I had a little bit too much to drink. They had a little bit much to drink. The boat left without me. Jesus, I'm pissed, but I think the guy owes me an apology, but I'm willing to offer up an apology too. So you call the guy up.
Mm-hmm.
You say, hey, this is Mike. I know we had this fight this weekend. Do you forgive me?
Mm-hmm.
Although we're looking for things a little more serious than that.
Okay.
And if the spouse actually forgives, then we'll give away the money. And if everybody forgives, then we'll pick the best for forgival. I'm thinking if this is a naturally occurring thing, if people
probably
are
recent, too. I would think recent works really well.
Yeah, it's got to be like something over the weekend. If you, like, you stepped on your D over the weekend, then your wife is probably still mad at you, or your husband's still mad at you.
And the wife can win you the money if she forgives you.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that if everybody really plays this game honestly, that a couple of people, if they're really mad, if they're really stubborn, like people I know, they'll say, No,
you're not forgiven.
No,
it's gonna happen.
Not forgiven.
Right.
And I'll give you a great example. Not using Mike. I'm going through a game of chess right now with my good friend Charles Broyhill.
Mm-hmm.
I won't tell you what it is. We're not exactly fighting, but we are somewhat feuding.
Right.
And even though he's the producer of the show and one of my closest friends, we've not spoken for 4 days.
Wow.
We have not spoken. We spoke on Thursday, and we didn't speak on Friday or Saturday or Sunday or yesterday, Monday. Now we did speak briefly today because we had to, because it was work stuff.
Right.
But this would be the perfect example. I'm stubborn. I think I was right.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie is stubborn, and he thinks he's right. And I imagine if Charlie was to play this game, and incidentally, it'd be great if he would.
Right.
If he called in and said, hey, I thought about things, forgive me, I would say no.
Oh, God, no. Yeah.
Really? Yeah, because I'm stubborn.
Right.
I mean, at some point we'd work it out, but right now, I'm still
mad at him.
Right.
Just like he's still mad at me.
Right. So you guys wouldn't win the money for each other.
No, see, in that case, we'd be big losers.
The only way, and it's got to be real.
Yeah.
Don't try to set this up. If you're calling right now and make, hey, you got to forgive me.
We'll spot it.
That'll suck.
Yeah, because we'll pick that out immediately.
Yep.
And we're looking for absolute fresh stuff. Maybe even something that happened as late as this afternoon or this morning.
Right.
Where your wife or your husband is truly pissed at you. Where you've really done something awful. Mm-hmm. Or at least something that your spouse thinks is awful.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Then we call them up and we ask for permission. We put them on the air. And you just say, listen, I know this morning that I accidentally ran over the cat.
I want to tell you in front of all these listeners that I apologize. Do you forgive me?
And then, you know, she says no, and you go, oh, my God.
Oh, no, I had no idea. Sorry. Mrs. Hackett.
So does everybody. You got another one. That was another one we were doing, too. Let me call some of my comedian friends.
Hi, buddy there. Oh, my God.
So if you want to play, forgive me. This is the first time I'm going to try this and see if we have anybody calling that actually has something good that we might be able to call and see if the wife will forgive them. Call us now at 877-365-3636. And we got 500 bucks.
Right.
I said, fire, 500 bucks.
Fire.
Oh, my God.
Fire.
That's a lot of money. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Hello. Jack.
Hello, David. Is your brother or father there?
Okay, don't do it today. We'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Call now Call now for forgiveness.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just want to thank you guys one last time for being here. It's the best day ever.
Don't even start with me, Franklin. Okay, you need to walk away from this ASAP.
What?
You need to get out, Frankie.
Well, this is it, Frank. It's now or never. You need to get out of here while you're still single.
I'm not single.
She's 30 yards away from you. You're still single right now.
Come on. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Once you get that 6 months, you don't think that's going to change? I got a wife, kids. Do I sound like a happy guy to you, Frankie? Yeah, that's not why. Nah, see that? Always smiling. Hi, honey. Judging, watching. Look at the baby. Look at the baby.
It's coming down the aisle, Beanie. Let it go.
All right, let me be the first to say congratulations to you, then. You get one vagina for the rest of your life. Real smart, Frank. Way to work it through.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here together to join Franklin and Marissa.
Don't do it. My throat's dry, I'm sorry. Who's smoker?
The Don and Mike Show. They like them cow big. Don and Mike.
Tomorrow on the show, I know you're like me, surprised that they're not out of business, from rock band Journey.
Yes.
And they got a guy who sounds just like Steve Perry.
Yeah.
So all the rest of the guys can go out on tour.
Absolutely.
Ross Valerie's coming in tomorrow with a couple of his stoner friends.
Very good.
Plus tomorrow we'll have Craig. Will it be a real Craig? Will it be a vintage Craig? Or will it be a Craig written by somebody?
Interesting.
That's tomorrow. And we're going to do the Arnold thing again tomorrow, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my guts.
My guts.
Oh, my God. Now, here we go with calls for something new that's kind of a takeoff on things we've done before. But forgive me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it's got a little more conscience to it. You know what I mean?
If you're
really going to do some good here.
Yeah. You've really done something awful. You know, we'll call your husband or wife and see if they will forgive you.
Yes.
And if it's really a fresh wound, perhaps you won't get forgiven.
Right.
Which we're hoping. We're hoping at least one of the two of these that we select don't get the I forgive you right away.
If you get forgiven, you also get money.
Yeah. And if you don't, you get a prize, too.
Oh, good.
So you win either way. But as always with these games, we're going to have to dive through the calls to find the one or two that we like the best.
And a warning to our callers.
Oh, yeah.
The crap detectors are all out.
And we have caller ID on everybody. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Do you want someone to forgive you, or do you want to forgive someone else?
I want someone to forgive me.
And it really wouldn't work the other way around, right?
Yeah, no, you're right. And who do you want to forgive you?
My husband.
You know, and I just, since this is in development right now, I think the standard question should be, what is your sin?
Well,
oh my God! what did he do?
Well, it was me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's you. Yeah.
I went out Saturday night with a friend. He didn't really want me to go, and like after I was there an hour, I had to call and tell him that I let her borrow my car and she hit somebody, and then I kind of got trapped because I didn't want to drive home because I'd already been drinking, and I didn't end up coming home till Sunday, actually Monday morning at 1:30.
Wait. Hold on. You said Sunday, Monday. When were you out? Saturday night?
Saturday night.
And you came home Monday?
Monday morning at 1:30 in the morning, so it was like Sunday to Monday night.
All right, and your husband is still pissed?
Yes, because I ended up having to do something Sunday. And I told him I'd come home early, and I didn't. And I promised him when I did get home, you know, we'd hook up, and I didn't do that either. So Monday morning.
So what was the total number of hours you were away from your husband?
Probably from 9:30 Saturday night to 1:30 in the morning on Monday. So I guess about 28 hours.
Wow. Jesus.
And when you left him this morning or this afternoon, whenever you guys last saw yourself, I mean, have you tried to get a resolution on this? Have you tried to?
Yeah, but he was still pissed because I called yesterday morning and asked him why he didn't unload all the stuff from my car that I needed unloaded before I went to work. And he goes, I didn't even think twice about it.
All right, hold on a second.
I didn't blame him.
Hold on a second.
And that's, excuse me, I mean, I think in the rule, that's effing time.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi, this is Cliff.
Cliff, you want your wife to apologize or do you want to apologize?
I need to apologize to my wife.
All right, what'd you do, Cliff?
Well, this morning, I got up to come into work, and I get up real early at like 4:30 in the morning, and I went out to the car, and I was just having a bad morning, I guess, and there was a old Dairy Queen cup underneath the seat of the car, and I just went inside, woke my wife up, and just raged out, blind fury rage, probably as mad as I've ever been in 23 years, about the messy car. Woke her up. She was pretty mad. In fact, I called her this afternoon about something. She still sounded pretty mad, so...
Sorry, listen, in the scheme of things, you got a woman who was out all night Saturday.
28 hours, Don.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and not out all night. She was out all night and all day.
Your wife left a Dairy Queen cup in your car. See you later. Work it out on your own. Let's go to Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Radio gods.
Jeff, you have to apologize to who? To your wife?
My girlfriend.
Girlfriend, why?
Oh, God. I'll be the one who doesn't get the acceptance because I needed her to call me over the weekend, and she didn't call me back. She's on vacation, and it came down to it where I was just frustrated, and I said, I left a message saying, your cat died, and this is her favorite, most favorite possession in the whole wide world is her cat. And she hasn't forgiven me yet, and I don't think she's going to. But
Mike is shaking his head, but if the guy set it up so that a woman wouldn't forgive him, that would be good theater.
Oh, well.
Well, Mike, you don't believe the guy?
I don't want theater.
No, not for a minute.
I don't want theater, Don and Mike. This is God.
No. He's an operator, this guy.
Oh.
This guy's an operator.
Let me just get this.
When they start out and they go, oh, my God, this is so
bad.
Oh, my
God.
I'm nervous.
And then she's not gonna forgive me.
Oh, my God, Mr. Jinx is dead. Mr. Jinx.
I am nervous because I'm afraid she won't accept my apology, and then it'll be 6 million people.
Liar.
You
mentioned
liar.
Dead cat when you were setting up the game, though.
Right, yeah.
Liar. Work it out
Goodbye,
on your own.
Goodbye, liar.
Hello, Jeff.
Or is it hello?
Jeff.
Jeff was the last guy.
Now I got another guy named
another Jeff. All right.
Jeff?
No, it's a Chuck.
A Chuck?
Yes.
Says Jeff. Sorry, Jeff. Is your fiancé's name Margaret?
Yes.
All right, I got that right. Okay, what do you have to apologize to her? Why does she have to accept your apology?
Actually, I think she should apologize to me. Friday, she was off from work, and she had gone out at about 10, quarter after 10. And
I hate to call it, but it doesn't work this way.
It could work this way.
No, it can't, because you have already said you're going to pay money if the person forgives. Oh, this guy's calling. And he's
You're mad at your wife, yeah.
It's got to go the other way.
Yeah, your wife would have to go, but just for snicks, what did your wife do?
Actually, she didn't bring me back lunch in time, and I was out in the middle of the street calling her and
BFD. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Bruce.
Hey.
Bruce, it's your wife, Michelle, right?
Right.
Okay, what did you do?
Basically, when she was, I'll give you the short version is that
When will you start the short version?
The short version is basically I was not able to pay our mortgage for a few months, and I just narrowly avoided having our house foreclosed on. I concealed this from my wife, and I just had my parents help us out without her knowing. And
did you make the payments?
We were making the payment this week, but she's just going to find out.
She doesn't even know yet.
No, see, wrong game. We're not playing what my wife doesn't know.
Yeah, this is something where you've alienated and antagonized your spouse or girlfriend.
Thus far, this
or
lady,
boyfriend.
Jennifer, is the only one who gets the concept.
Yeah, staying out for 24 hours, 28
hours. Mm-hmm. John.
Hello, is this Red Wolf Inn?
Yes. Put more cash in your khaki pants.
Can I talk to Red, please?
John, did you call the play of the game? Oh, my God.
The bobblehead is dead. Oh, my God.
They've got giant screen TVs.
I got to go.
Okay, bye. That guy just wanted to call with his idea.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Put more cash in your khaki pants.
John Goodman is dead.
Oh, my God.
That's what we're going to be able to do any day now. Hello, Keith.
Yeah, this is Keith.
That's why I said Keith.
I know.
Keith.
Don and Mike.
Keith, it's your roommate. Why do you need your roommate? How do you say her name?
Kata.
Why do you need her to forgive you?
Okay. Well, me and her share a bedroom in an apartment. I have no money to pay for rent, and she went away on a trip she didn't go on like a trip, it was just like a little trip with her boyfriend, but she went away for 5 days and she came back to me having a ferret moved into the house, which I blew all my rent money on for some strange, I thought I could afford it and I couldn't. So I ended up spending a ton of money on this ferret and now I can't pay rent and I can't pay the bills.
Goodbye.
And you're not even boning her. Forget it.
Yeah.
Hello, Bill.
Hey.
Hey, it's Maggie, right? Your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay, why does she need you to forgive her?
Okay. I'm trying to start this interview.
Why do you need her to forgive you?
Why do I need her to forgive you?
What is your sin, Bill?
I'm sorry. Right,
I'm gonna explain. I got it. There's a little story behind this. All right, I'm trying to start an internet porn site. Okay?
You're trying to start a what? What?
Internet porn site.
Oh, internet porn site.
Okay.
Rob's shaking his head. Rob's crap detector is going off.
Wait, hold on, look.
Hey, no. Hold on.
You sound like a guy who might start an internet porn site, or at least visit one on a regular basis.
Well, it's funny, okay? I got weird dreams. Anyway, so, I got this weird camera, blah, 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 and...
Let's see. Anytime you start with the, and I got a weird blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, hey, watch what I'm going to do to Don and Mike right now. Hey, I'm one of these kind of guys. I'm a real smart guy. No, you're not!
We can't do that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Who's this?
Hello. Kevin.
Kevin, are you calling for forgive me?
Absolutely.
Okay, what'd you do?
Well, I just started talking to this girl. I've been talking to her for about 4 months and lied to her about smoking, and she just found out that I'm a smoker. Oh,
BFD, yeah. Moved to California. Yeah. Moved to California where they care.
Jennifer stayed out for 28 hours, still our clear leader.
Yep.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Who's this?
Jason.
Jason, what have you done?
This morning my girlfriend had to get up early and alarmed on my side, and she told me to hit snooze one time, and I just lost it and started cursing and dropping the F-bomb everywhere, and needless to say, she hasn't talked to me all day.
All right, now this,
and that's got immediacy to it.
Yeah, see, now this is not necessarily the best one or the hairiest one we've had, but this is a believable one.
Mm-hmm.
That, she said, hit the snooze, you dropped the F-bomb on her. But she'll probably forgive you, though.
Hit the snooze button.
You.
It got a little worse because when she was eating breakfast, I told her to buy her own effing alarm clock and put on her side, and that sort of sealed the deal for me.
All right. Hold on. Give your information to Joe. Hold on a second.
Her to buy her own effing alarm clock.
Don, Mike, F you.
Ouch.
I mean, not you, her.
Yeah.
Not you out there listening, our beloved listeners. Hello, well, some of you, but most of you know. Nothing but love for you. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, turn your radio down, please.
Yes, sir.
And you got a bad cell. Sorry, you're out. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
They bailed. So far, we've got Jennifer stayed up for 28 hours and Jason, who told his girlfriend to buy her own effing alarm clock.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Which just makes us all chuckle.
Yeah. Go, that's a real one.
Yeah. There's reality there.
And that's when we're the girl,
right,
would be mad all day long.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
She'd probably still be mad right now.
Mm-hmm.
See, but the setup is, when you call, you can't say, if you forgive me, I win a prize.
Right.
You have to just say, listen, I did. I know this morning that I told you to F off and buy your own effing alarm clock. I'm sorry. Do you forgive me?
Right. Right.
That's how you play the
just
game.
Just like that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. Right.
Hello.
All day.
And
another one bails.
Yeah. Brother. We got a lot of lawyers on the phone today, I think.
Yeah, a lot of people BSing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then we'll break.
Right.
And let me see, we got Jennifer.
Stayed out for 28 hours.
Jason.
Told his girlfriend to buy her own effing alarm clock. I like saying that over and over.
Let's try one more before we break. Hello, Don, Mike, who's this?
Hey, it's Brian.
Brian, your girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Christy? Okay, why do you have to apologize to her?
What happened was I live in an apartment, and I got drunk last Friday, and the lights were off in the apartment, and I accidentally left the door open, and she doesn't have a key to the apartment. So all of a sudden I heard someone fumbling with the door and came in, and I clocked her right in the face.
Wait, stop. You said you accidentally left the door open, and she doesn't have a key.
Unlocked.
But if she doesn't have a key and the door was unlocked...
Well, that's why I thought I locked it. I was all messed up, and she ended up...
Your premise is not making any sense.
I was in my apartment.
Maybe it might be your ability to tell a story, but
okay,
you're saying...
Okay, start again. You're in your apartment.
Okay, I'm in my apartment.
You're drunk.
Yeah.
Like you are now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the lights are off.
Okay.
And I accidentally left the door unlocked. I usually have a habit of locking it.
Right.
And no one has a key to the apartment except for me.
So anyone that would come into your apartment would alarm you.
Would be an intruder, yeah.
Right. Okay, there we are. We got there, yeah.
So she walked in, and it was dark, and I was on the sofa right by the door, and I just got up and just clocked her right in the face.
And I'm glad we finally got
there. If this is true... You moved to the front of the line.
Well, yeah, I was sitting on my couch watching, wearing my khaki pants, watching big TVs.
And now, listen, see, you shouldn't have done that because we have the phone number you're calling us on, idiot. 410-978.
You know what?
I mean,
a moron.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, dummy?
But, you know, he was such a dumbass. You know, the guys that really try to scam us
are
such idiots they can't even express themselves to start with.
The thing is, we got the number on caller ID, and even though I don't give out the numbers on the air...
We have it now.
Doesn't mean we don't do stuff with the numbers.
That's right. What a jerk.
I mean, it doesn't...
Really?
I mean, if you're going to call up and goof on us, go ahead and goof. But
I mean, goof on us, but at least have your thoughts together so you can tell your little story and then get to it. We went through all of that, and then as I khaki pants, which was not even an original idea because the previous caller did it.
Mm-hmm. But listen, area code 410-978, last four numbers I won't give out. Just wait till this weekend. When you start getting a bunch of anonymous calls.
I'd like a copy of that.
Yeah, I'm going to take that one myself. Yeah.
I don't know how that could have happened. All I know now is that I say to Joe, did you get the number? And Joe says, yeah. And I say, Joe, will you give the number to the guy? And Joe says, yeah.
It's the treatment.
Uh-huh. I don't even know who the guy is. Did you give the number to the guy? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Guy's got a computer program.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Scott?
Hey.
Scott?
Got a mic. Yeah.
You have to apologize to who? Erica?
Yes, my wife.
Okay, what did you do, Scott?
This is not a fresh one. I got unemployed a few months ago, and she left me about a month ago.
What did you just say?
He got unemployed.
I got unemployed, and my wife, she just left me a month ago.
I'm sorry.
You can't let anybody through this. I got unemployed.
You get fired.
Yes.
And you get hired.
Incidentally, for that former employer, good call.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, who's this? Derek.
Yeah.
Your last one before the break here. It's Sonia. What do you have to apologize to her for?
What was it? Saturday. We had a birthday party at my mother's house for my son. She went out there Friday night. She was expecting me to come out there Friday night. I didn't get out there until Saturday, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. And she was uptight with me because she didn't know.
Too similar to the other one that we had.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, okay, we're going to go to the break.
Another master storyteller, though.
Just come back. We've got Jennifer, who was out 28 hours on her husband.
Yeah. And really told a nice story.
Mm-hmm. But I kind of like the fresh one from today.
Yes, Jason.
Jason.
And went off on his girlfriend, told her to buy her own effing alarm clock.
And told her to F off.
And she's still mad.
And I remember, when we call, they can't say, if you forgive me, I win a prize.
That's against the rules.
Listen, this morning I was an ass, and I told you to buy your own effing alarm clock. Do you forgive me?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you play the game.
Absolutely.
All right, so we'll try it. And there are other people who want to get on with this thing, but we'll just...
Yeah.
We'll go with these two. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Anything is truly possible. Comes new gaming opportunity. Place your bets now. It's time to play Fun's Life.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's up,
yellow
brother?
Kings
in the house.
Their comedy is partly stick. Don and Mike.
Yeah, I've only seen, and I finally saw it the first time, a promo for that show. And oh my God.
All right, Buzz.
Yes.
Before we get to Forgive Me, we'll get a winner here.
Okay.
It's time right now to play a game.
All right.
With Buzz.
Very good.
I think you're not in the loop on this.
No, I'm not.
It's just come over the trades.
Uh-huh.
Big news. Jeremy Coleman,
yes,
defiled program director,
defiled,
has found
defunct,
defiled.
Yes, who knows?
And frankly, deceitful and despicable.
Germ-like.
I'm just thinking of any words.
Weasel-ish.
Well, I'm thinking of words like despicable. That start with D.
Deposed.
Despised. Anyway, he's gotten a job.
Yes.
Where's he gotten a job, Buzz?
Place your bets now.
Place your bets now, Buzz.
Quick.
Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen is incorrect.
I don't know.
Dairy Queen. See, I get Dairy Queen. I get jokes, Buzz. No, where everybody who can't make it in regular radio goes, satellite radio.
Yeah! Uh-huh.
The former program director of WNEW New York, WJFK Washington, Jeremy Coleman, who's been missing in action.
Yes.
Since he was caught up in the purge of the station, purge at the station after last fall's Opie and Anthony sex in St. Pat's scandal.
Oh, they remember.
Has joined the New York City-based pay-per-listen radio Sirius as Vice President News, Talk, and Entertainment.
Wow.
You know, a lot of people have asked me seriously about this thing. And they said, don't you get it? It's going to be like HBO. That, you know, 20 years ago, nobody bought HBO. And
right.
I said, here's the thing. I would buy into satellite radio, and I've heard it, if it was good.
I have it in my car, the new SUV that I have. I have the preview of it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I would never buy it. But it's on all the time. And when I've listened to it...
With the golden boy standing by on the sidelines.
It is... It's so bad.
Here's the thing.
It's so bad.
Well, this,
not anymore.
As shown by the hiring of Jeremy to run the talk division,
right.
The guys that run it, both XM and the other one, and they're advertisers, but I don't care because I said from day one we shouldn't be taking their money.
Mm-hmm.
And we shouldn't be advertising something that goes... You know, it's like... ABC doesn't run a commercial for NBC saying, hey, listen, if you don't like Alias, turn on NBC because we're going to be running Dog Eat Dog.
Right.
The thing is, the people who run the satellite radio companies, the programming side and the management side, are all failures in the world of real radio, over-the-air radio, which is why they've gone to this new service.
Chalk up another one.
And is now proven by the fact that Jeremy is now an executive vice president.
Wow.
Congratulations. Hi, Joe.
I'm just glad he's not working for XM, which is back in D.C.
So,
Jeremy, just stay north.
Yeah, stay in New York.
Yeah.
And congrats on hopping on board the satellite that's going to fail first.
Anyway, we love...
Yeah, we're a little bitter about old Jeremy.
You know, we
man put us through a hell of a lot here.
We love playing Where Are They Now?
Mm-hmm.
And that I guess that can only mean that, you know, Ken very soon will be... We'll be joining one of these soon-to-be-defunct satellite radio companies. And I love reading the stuff that they put out about projected subscribers.
Yes,
you'll
projected.
See these headlines, you know.
That's how they got their stock prices to go up.
XM projects by 2012. You know, listen, I got news for you. I project by 2012.
Great.
It's Robert's projection.
But you don't promise.
It certainly is.
It's a way of covering your ass.
And really, on this preview thing, I listened to it, and it is just, you know, it's crazy.
Anyway, that's a cherry gig, Jeremy. A lot of people have thought you wouldn't be able to make it back to the radio business, and thanks for proving us right that you couldn't make it back to the radio business.
Very good, Jeremy. Very clever, boys.
We're going to start with Jason, right? The guy with the alarm clock first.
Yeah. Said to his lady, buy your own effing alarm clock.
Now, hey, Jason.
Hey, fellas.
Hi, now we're going to call Sarah. Now, keep in mind...
Hope she smiles.
Rob will tell her that she's on the air. Sarah.
My.
No, I'm thinking of the other one. Starship.
Sarah.
Something, something, your eyes.
Wow.
You had a good one, too, though. Sarah Smile.
Sarah.
Smile. Now, when we get her on the phone, all you want to do is recap the conversation with her, just like you had with us. But you can't say, I'm playing a game called Forgive Me. You can't say, if you forgive me, I win money. Okay?
Got it.
All right, hold on, Jason. Robbie, let me see. You got the number. Here it is right here. Sarah, area code,
right?
702.
Just has to end it with, will you forgive me?
Right.
Yeah. Do you forgive me?
Do you forgive me for my transgressions?
Do you forgive me?
Do you find it in your heart to forgive me for my sins?
Hello, this is Jeremy Coleman.
All circuits are busy.
Oh.
I was wondering if you would like to subscribe to something that's not as good as the radio that you can get for free on any transistor. Well, my background? Well, I failed at many major radio stations, but like most people at Sirius Satellite Radio, that's how we got our jobs. Maybe you've heard of my greatest failure, the Opie and Anthony experiment.
Thank you.
I'm the one who green-lighted that whole project.
Mm-hmm. You know, we were debating during the break how you pronounce that company. And, you know, that's always...
Is it Sirius?
I don't know. How's it
no
spelled?
One does.
Yeah.
Which is always a really smart thing to do when you're trying to be a
Sirius,
public company.
I don't know. All I know is that they got a NASCAR car, and every week it wipes out. You getting anything there, Robbie?
I got two rings.
Two rings.
Calling Sarah.
We're busy. Hello, Sarah. Hi, this is Rob calling from the Don and Mike
Sarah Lee.
Show. And we have
Sarah your significant Bernhardt.
Like it's Sandra Bernhardt.
No, Sarah Bernhardt, famous actress, like back way, 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 way back.
Okay. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
She's good.
Oh, she's good?
Sarah Purcell.
Nice.
Good pull. To be continued.
Okay.
Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hey, this is Don and Mike. We're on the air, and we have your boyfriend Jason with us.
Okay.
And here
he needs to speak with you.
Jason, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, baby, it's me.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I hope you can. I hope you use protection. I hope you, Jason. I hope you wear two rubbers.
Absolutely. You know, this morning when I got mad about the alarm and everything and said some mean things to you and stuff?
Yeah.
I was just calling to say sorry and was hoping you'd forgive me.
Okay. I forgive you. I bought another alarm clock.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry about that. I was a little bit of a jerk this morning, and I'm sorry.
That's it.
That's
yeah,
okay.
It's too, the forgiveness came too easy, and I'm afraid we can't reward that.
She had already forgiven him by buying the clock.
Yes, she did, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that's a disqualification, unfortunately.
I'm sorry, but please enjoy your WWE pay-per-view, WWE Vengeance, and live this Saturday in-demand pay-per-view. Please enjoy it.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Sorry, but it was much too easy.
I mean, she had already forgiven you. She'd already bought a new alarm clock. She did as you requested.
Okay.
All right.
That's all right.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, we're just feeling our way on this one.
Thank you. Bye, Sarah.
Bye.
Bye, honey.
Okay, let's go to Jennifer.
Jennifer stayed out for 28 hours. This might be a tougher deal here.
All right, Jennifer, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, I'm going to call your husband, Sebastian.
One thing I wanted to tell you I forgot was that we were together earlier on Saturday before I went out, and he had left his wallet in my car. So he couldn't go anywhere all day Sunday at all.
Right.
So he was pissed about that.
One other question. Do you guys have kids?
Yes. We have two kids.
Oh. Yeah, so that was interesting.
Thanks, Buzz.
Sure.
Nice tipping.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Give us a little insight onto the mother of the year here.
For those of you wondering why the other guy didn't win, it was the fact that she said, I already bought the alarm clock.
Right.
She wasn't pissed.
Wasn't angry.
She was not.
There was no anger there.
She was over it.
She wasn't pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm looking for Sebastian.
Hello, Buffy, Jody.
This is Rob from...
This is Sebastian Cabot.
Sebastian Bach.
John Sebastian.
First name. Is there a guy named Sebastian Cole?
But there's not... It's not Sebastian Bach. It's Johann Bach.
No, I'm talking about the dude that was in that rock band.
Oh, yeah.
In Skid Row.
I thought we were doing Sarah's, like Sarah Jessica Parker or Sarah Brightman.
Hold on. You're not fair there. Hold on. Here he is.
I'll be two ahead.
Hello. Sebastian? Hello?
He's on the warm.
Hi, Sebastian.
Yes.
Hi there. This is Don and Mike, and we have your wife, Jennifer, on the phone. Hi, Jennifer. Go ahead.
Hi, Sebastian.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Well, I was calling because what happened Saturday when I went out and basically didn't come home till Monday morning and left you stranded because you had no wallet, no ID to get anywhere, no money, and then came home very, very late, even though you expected me early Sunday, and I know you're still upset about it, and I was just hoping that maybe we could get past this and you could forgive me. Hello?
Yeah? I mean... Ted, I mean, you really pissed me off by doing that. You know that? I mean...
I know.
I mean, you know I would never do that to you. I just can't believe that you actually did. I mean, did you do what you actually said you did or whatever?
Of course.
For Captain's having problems? I mean, there's nothing else going on or anything like that?
No.
Yeah, I know. We're all thinking the same thing. Maybe it's
bad theater.
Maybe some bad theory. We'll let them play out, though.
I won't. You know, I don't normally do things like
that. No, of course not, Mike.
It won't happen again. And I know you were still mad because you didn't unload the stuff from my car, and it was kind of a pain for me
on
Monday, and I know that's probably not as much punishment as I deserve.
They're not patient, so. Cheaters are not patient, so we should get it in 5, 4.
Mm-hmm. We're just going to have to work through it, you know? I mean,
2.
Just like we always do. I mean,
1.
What else is good to do? We have 2 kids together, I mean.
So does that mean you can forgive me?
Of course. To win the prize.
And with time, of course, you know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I was hoping you could forgive me today.
Oh, he forgives you with time.
Why are you even calling me on?
Hey, let's jump in and say, you don't win because you didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jennifer.
I'm very sorry. He would not forgive you.
You do not win the money, Jennifer.
I'm sorry, Jennifer.
Okay.
Thanks, honey.
All righty.
Bye-bye. Bye, Sebastian.
Good luck, kids.
Bye-bye. You know, maybe they were on the level.
Might have been. Could have been.
No, but why I suspected it is, and I get to call the people off the air, and you got to know anybody is going to be a little thrown by, hi, I'm calling from a radio show. May I put your voice on the air?
Right.
And he's like, yes.
At
least sound a little thrown or put off by it.
I feel like in both cases, we were perfectly within our rights not to give away the money.
Amen.
That, you know, she had...
And that means more money available for the rest of our listeners.
She had given him by buying an alarm clock. She was not mad. And Sebastian, bless his heart, even if it was a scam, he said the wrong thing.
Right.
That he said, I don't forgive you now.
He did. And you know what? We don't not give away the money because we're cheap.
No, we just don't like being played.
Yeah. We just don't like that, and we're very, very, very sleuth-like.
And I think it's entirely possible that neither one of those people was playing us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's entirely possible that they were on the level, but just in case they weren't, we just don't feel right.
And we'll know someday in heaven.
Yeah, right, that's right. When we're up there doing our show for God.
That's right. That simple.
When God says,
I loved Joe reading the Bible.
Yeah, we knew you'd love that. Oh, my God.
My God.
I'll tell you what, we don't forgive on this show. Stupidity.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Amen.
We don't forgive that.
That's a punishable offense.
So who knows? Jennifer, Sebastian, Jason, and Sarah, maybe they were all really 100% on the level.
And if they were, I feel bad. If they're not right now, that Sebastian and Jennifer are having a horrible fight right now.
Why didn't you just say forgive me earlier? And listen, if you were scamming us, try your tricks on Sirius Radio.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
There he is, Buzz. Now, you know, we do have this money, though, and boy, I want to give it away.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to give it away.
I'm right here.
Oh, shut up. I will save it till tomorrow. We won't give it away tomorrow. I'm just going to do a call in to win, but we'll save it till tomorrow.
Oh.
The Buzz, what is your lead story, Buzz?
Today, Saddam Hussein's still out there, but his sons are dead.
Hey, now, this is good news.
It's been confirmed.
This is really, really good news. I am not kidding.
Well, you know, for our guys that are over there dying every day, this is good news to get. I hope this boosts the morale that's over there, because right now, I mean, it couldn't be any lower. They could be safer now.
Right. I wish we had another one. Then we could do a whole My Three Sons thing.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Hold on, before we go, let me just see who's calling. Mm-hmm. All of the lines. Oh, no.
Huh?
They're doing that thing where they're hanging up, like they press that button to clear the lines. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to be forgiven.
What did you do?
Well, about 6 or 8 months ago, I called a couple of guys and told them I had a cast on my leg to win a contest when I didn't.
Oh, you lied to us to win a prize?
Are you, yeah, that's me.
What was the... I mean, remind us what the...
I have a brief memory of this.
It was before Thanksgiving. You guys were giving away a PlayStation 2 and some cash.
Didn't you promise that you were going to come down and show us the cast, and then you never showed up?
Yeah.
Because you're a prick.
Did we still give you the prize?
No, I didn't come down. I gave you a number in Chicago, and you called it, and
did you ever get the prize?
No, I didn't win.
Your lie had to do with saying you had a cast and putting a cast on so you didn't have to visit your wife or girlfriend's man.
That's right, and you never got the... So what are you apologizing for, being as you never came down and you never got any money or a PlayStation?
Yeah, because we were on to you anyway back when you did it.
No, you weren't. You guys were totally buying it. You were
No, we weren't. We weren't buying it because of the fact that we asked you to come down to verify it.
But it was like 6:30.
You don't understand. I remember it now.
Let me give some background. Mm-hmm. We were doing like the big lie.
Right.
And this guy called and said, I got a friend who's a doctor who put a cast on my leg.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my wife that I broke my leg I wouldn't have to sit in the car or get on the plane and go all the way to Chicago.
And sir, totally buying it would have been, okay, here's your prize, take it easy. Not buying
what
it.
What we did was not believe him and said the only way we'd believe him is if the guy came to the studios in his cast.
Which he didn't.
Well, he never showed up.
Right.
He never got the money, and he never got the place.
And what the definition of stupidity is calling like he's going to gloat like he pulled one over on us when we didn't believe him to start with. So do you forgive him?
You guys were buying it because you were waiting for me, and you didn't even give the prize away because you were waiting for me.
But the fact is, but what was the deal? The deal was we wouldn't give you the prize until we had verification because we didn't trust you. So what do you say to that?
So you didn't win the money or the PlayStation. What did you get out of it?
Nothing.
There's a big difference between buying something and having bought something.
Right.
That you may have misled them for a moment, but you got nothing out of it. And the burden of proof was left on you, and you failed. And where does it leave you? Still a prick.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah, I bet he's glad he called.
He really is.
Hello. Don and Mike, hello there.
How you doing? I've been forgiven.
For what?
I was a bartender for 2 years, and the whole time I was bartending, I was doing coke behind my girl's back. She was there, you know, every Friday night.
Well, now, where were you 25 minutes ago when we were looking for these calls? Get out of here, please. Get out of here.
I forgive him.
Hello, Don and Mike. Thanks, Buzz.
Bye.
Thanks, Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, I was hoping to talk to him, see if maybe they could give me the money in the PlayStation.
What?
They were just talking to that guy who claimed that he pulled a scam.
Hi, first you're talking to us.
Oh, hi, sorry.
That's okay. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I never thought I'd be this lucky.
Well, now what are you calling about?
Well,
being an only child?
Well, right, and just being downtrodden and all that kind of stuff, and I just figured I'd throw myself on your mercy.
For what?
For the money, the PlayStation.
Where are you calling from?
The prize from 8 months ago?
Yeah.
Well, sure, whatever you got.
F off.
Oh.
God, honey, listen, get yourself a little red kettle and stand on the corner and ring your bell. Goddamn Salvation Army, kiss my ass.
Okay. Well,
oh, Lord. I thought that went well.
Better take a shot. Like, how many guys have taken a shot at you already?
Oh,
is that how many illegitimate kids do you have?
Oh, dear.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Forgive me for getting a little testy when someone calls up out of the blue.
I never tried to scam you. I mean, at least I've got that going for me.
Oh, yeah. That makes you better.
There was a prize. There was a prize we didn't give away 8 months ago, and now we're just going to give it to you?
Well, hey, it was worth a shot.
Well, what have you done? What have you done for us?
Well, I listen every day, and
How have you entertained us?
Well, I'm trying right now to call, and you made horrible fun of me, and I'm sure someone was entertained.
Hey, right. You can't argue with that logic.
But still, you're not getting a prize that we ended up giving away to someone else 8 months ago.
Yes, Don can't give you a prize because it wouldn't be as entertaining as if he didn't.
Oh, well, I see. Well, it was just blatant honesty. Hey, I'll take anything.
See,
you're not getting anything. You don't understand.
The thing is,
that's the entertainment value.
The entertainment part now is the fact that now we're not giving you a prize.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope someone's laughing.
Well, maybe we could make it more entertaining. Are you fat?
Actually, I'm not.
Oh, see?
I'm sorry.
You have bad skin?
I don't, actually.
Well, then you got a lot going for you. Why are you calling a radio show to beg for a prize from 8 months ago?
Just pop into Toys R Us and bat your eyes at one of the pimply-faced guys.
I was sitting in traffic way too long, and it was boring, and I thought, what the hell?
Right. See, but
that's all.
I'll tell you something, Rob. She's got moxie.
Listen, no matter how nice you are, and I don't really think you're a bitch. That was another thing I said. Well, I kind of do not talk to you for a little while, but at first I didn't think so. But you understand now that it would lose any entertainment value if we actually did reward you and give you the prize. That the audience is waiting for us not to give you a prize. However, I'll give you one last chance to sell us on why we should give you a prize.
That's fair.
Okay, let's see. Well, again,
Okay. And that is highly entertaining.
There she goes. So what, Robbie?
She was fat. She was a fat whore.
I don't think she was fat.
I bet she had lovely skin.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Very angry. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The cure for love cancer. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Denver Buzz, the news show now. Buzz brought to you.
Someone called for a doctor.
By Veramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer. Get it at 35,000 retail locations. New double strength Veramax Ultra. Get it at 888 Try VMAX. Now available by calling 1-888 Try VMAX. J5 on the rock. Yeah.
Sorry, I just had to go all the way with it.
Yes, sir.
Buzz?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I got the music. I'm ready. I'm ready for a celebration.
Yes. Here it is, Don and Mike. It has been confirmed Saddam Hussein's sons are dead. They were killed today in a fierce six-hour firefight in the Iraqi town of Mosul. They were second and third on our most wanted list, but now Kusai and Odai are Edde.
Hello, Saddam. I'm looking for Kusai Odde.
Oh my God.
American soldiers descended upon them after a tip. The tipster will get $30 million in reward money.
Hey, all right, fine.
15 ahead.
You know, with what it's costing us to be over there every day?
Yep.
And man, for all the guys over there that have died since the quote-unquote end of the war.
Chocolate up for the good guys. And those have got to be on that deck of cards.
Right.
Those dudes have got to be way up there, like face cards, right?
Second and third.
Aces.
Second and third. The only
sad part about this is they had just taken jobs with Sirius Satellite.
Well, that's great news.
You know, and really, those guys over there, I was reading an article about the guys that were supposed to come back in, and they've been deployed now through September, some of them. And you know what? Those are the guys I hope this gives them a moment, to feel
trust
good.
Trust me. Trust me. Lots of drinking, lots of effing.
And especially the guys that were in that firefight.
Lots of camaraderie tonight.
Sure.
That means he's like the only ace left, right?
Right. And do you think we'll catch him? I know you're tired of surveys. I saw one today.
Here's what I think, Buzz, and I thought about this when I heard the news. I think that Papa Saddam is going to be so pissed that we have killed his sons that this draws him out.
Yeah,
that
could happen.
See.
That
could
this,
happen.
This will enrage him.
Mm-hmm.
Where I says, I'm so angry at the United States.
But do you think he even thinks like a normal human? I mean, do you really think he thinks like a normal human being?
No, but I know
he's killed members of his family, right.
Yeah, but we killed his... He killed his son.
Yeah, like the Godfather, you know.
Look at what they, look how they messed it to my boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you're sure he's still alive? You don't think that he's
been... Oh, no, I do believe. And I have no intelligence.
And you know what?
I mean, and you can take that. Literally, I have no intelligence, but also I have nobody tell me.
And I hope what Bo said before is true, that maybe this results in less attacks on U.S. forces over there. I hope somehow... This sends a message, and, because it obviously gets all over the country.
Because, resistance is left, they were certainly very much at the head of, so hopefully, again, it does some good.
Like crazy and puts on a Superman suit and stands on the top of some building. I am Saddam! You have killed my son!
And pow, put a warhead right through his gut.
There you go. Lisa Marie Presley, meanwhile, is putting on weight.
Thank you. You are a great hot fudge Sunday.
Oh, isolating herself in hotel rooms and surrounding herself with an entourage, just like Dad.
Oh, no.
When I had my ice cream and cookies, energy surged through my body. Thank you, Buzz. You are a great newscaster.
Please awaken me and feed me a cherry pie.
All this according to the National Enquirer, which says Lisa Marie is using expensive wine to relax after some very tense shows.
Here she is.
You are a great guy. Thank you so much.
Lisa calls her band LMFP, which stands for Lisa Marie Effing Presley.
Well, here she is, really.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night and didn't make it.
Oh, dear. I can hear the whine.
I don't know the words to it, so I had to read it. If we goof it up, just, please forgive us.
She will.
Yeah, more wine, Ms. Presley.
The Enquirer says audiences have been lukewarm in their reception of Lisa Marie and that she's been jumpy and having temper tantrums.
Jumpy!
She says the tension has made her eat more. She's reportedly put on about 15 pounds in recent weeks.
That is my little girl. Mm-hmm. You are a great nutcase.
Quoting
hard,
what?
Hard to believe you are a nutcase. On vacation, I just reread, I was showing Rob the other day, I reread Careless Love, which is one of those 700-page books about Elvis towards the end,
right?
And how Lisa Marie would watch the hookers and the whores and the groupies come into Graceland. Mm-hmm. She'd watch them go in the room with Daddy, and she would sit outside the door for hours on end, just waiting for Elvis to bounce out in some kind of a stupor, to at least give her a hey, hello, how you doing?
Oh,
how's my little baby doll? Mm. And then we'd go back and shut the door. And
where was Scylla during all this?
Scylla's gone.
Long gone.
This is like
then.
During the Linda.
So this is when she'd be with her father for a while.
Linda Thompson and Ginger Alden, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I mean,
sucks.
It's, I can't fault Lisa Marie. She had this awful upbringing, but.
Yeah.
God, please, Lisa Marie. I am a fan of hers and her music.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't puke on the toilet.
No.
Don't puke on the toilet while you're reading a religious book.
Well, and do you think she's got somebody around her that might have the balls to, intervene a little bit?
We're going to have to do a show about you every year.
No. Yeah.
And
no.
When is our Elvis show this year? It's August 14th?
Yeah.
Coming August up. 14th, the Elvis is Still Dead show.
Less than a month away.
I just like bringing up the fact. Remember, if Elvis was alive, he'd be 68.
Oh, wow. Thank you. You are a great rascal. Scooter.
You are a great colon.
Quoting one source, people can hardly believe how much food she can pack away.
Oh, man.
Wonder where she learned
that. Well, that's the Enquirer, and it makes
of
a
course.
Good story.
She's her daddy's daughter.
You are a great fried dill pickle.
Icon, according to Funk and Wagnall's dictionary, is a sacred figure. So a pop icon would be someone in popular culture who's sacred.
Hi there.
The music channel VH1.
Hi there.
Hi, Don. Hi. I put you on that list.
I know you, Buzz.
Oh, and I want to retract something that I've said time and time again, and it's really important. I TiVo'd the repeat of 60 Minutes, and they did that profile on Sheryl Crow that I think it's run before. It might have been one. I don't know. And
I've seen it.
I'd like to retract. I've said before that I didn't think she was hot.
Yeah.
I would like to retract that and say that she is turbo hot.
Good for you. I agree.
She is an absolutely gorgeous woman. And I never
She could have bigger jugs, though.
Yeah, it could have been. But she just looks good. I love her music to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And, but man, I take back everything I said. Because really, during the piece, there's a part where she said she's looking for a husband. And I just wanted to say, I'd be very happy to spend your money.
Yeah. She looks a lot better than she did, like, maybe 8 years ago. And I think she had her teeth shortened.
Oh, God.
She does have, like, that pimple or whatever that thing is.
It's a mole. It's a beauty mark.
Side of her face.
Yeah. But she, when they were getting those close-ups with her on 60 Minutes,
mm-hmm.
gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
I think for you, though, you need a... She's very independent.
I like that.
No.
That's what I want now.
No. You need, like, a geisha girl to be your...
No way. No.
Oh, Mr. Mike.
I know. I'll tell you one thing. I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot of my time on this planet.
Mr. Mike, you have a hard day at work today.
I want the detachment is what I want, you know.
Yeah.
I'd love to be the man behind the woman.
I will rub your back. Praise pets now.
I've been the man behind the woman, but that's another story.
Betting to end.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Hey, Buzz, you made a joke.
Yes, I did. I think you missed it.
I didn't hear it.
He's been the man behind the woman.
Oh, yeah. Very good. The music channel VH1 has made a list of the top 200 pop icons. Superman is in second place, right behind Oprah.
Now, which Superman is this? Is this
the comic book character, the one you love?
Oh, Clark,
the main Superman.
Well, Oprah's number one.
Yeah.
Well, that's no fair because Superman would kick Oprah's ass.
That's right, but not on this list. Elvis is third. President John F. Kennedy is in 32nd place, right behind Eminem.
You think a Superman's book club? That all be cartoons? It'd be all comics.
Yeah.
Today, hi. Hey, it's Superman. Hey, right, give me a little reverb here. Hi. Live from Planet Krypton, I'm Kal-El, known to some of you as Superman. Here's my book club. Today it's Action Comics, edition number 197, where I take on Lex Luthor.
Do you know who I am?
Who are you?
Hercules!
Get off my stage.
I killed my father, I killed my wife, and I will kill you, because I am Hercules.
I'm Superman, douchebag. I kill everybody.
Hercules.
Superman.
So on the VH1 pop icon list, sorry.
Yeah. Who are you?
How do I get on the stage?
You are Newsman.
Reaperman.
So, JFK was right behind Eminem on...
Dead Man.
Commando Man.
Yes. JFK Jr. came ahead of them both at 24th.
Dead in a plane accident, man.
Junior or senior?
Junior came in at 24th. Kennedy, JFK Sr. was in 32nd place right behind Eminem.
All right.
Dallas!
Man.
Man.
Albert Einstein was 102 on the list.
Genius man!
VH1 says it used these criteria to make the list. Can you dress as them for Halloween?
Sucky Channel!
Man.
Would you recognize them with just a one-word name?
Would you?
And have they been parodied on Saturday Night Live? These are some of the criteria they used to make this list.
Come on.
VH1 says the list is very 2003 and that it would likely be very different next year. Lewinsky ranked 161.
BJ Woman!
Hey, you gotta hold on, bud.
All right,
we'll be right back. Back. Commercial time!
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They wear a lot of hats while they sit on the fence making a commitment. Don and Mike.
Alan. Hey, Ron Bennington just came by.
It's good to see Ron Bennington. We don't get a chance to chat with him enough.
Stay around next time and panel.
Yeah.
Panel.
That'll be a funny panel, the three of us.
Let me just
sit
around.
The five of us.
Fez, come on in too sometime.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And Ron, I didn't have the guts to say this to your face. I love what you've done with your hair.
Yeah.
It's very similar to what Buzz has done with his hair.
You know what? It looks good on him, doesn't it?
Yeah, like Buzz. You know, Buzz. And Buzz, come on. Listen, be honest.
What?
Ron Bennington obviously has like had some...
Yeah, he's got some gold curls in the front there.
A little highlighting action.
Summer thing happening.
Okay, so what's your excuse?
I have no excuse.
Your hair is bigger.
My hair grows.
It's puffier.
Your hair has been done.
Why you care?
Your hair has been done.
No, it hasn't been.
It's been done. It's been permed or something.
No.
It's got highlights in it.
Yes. It's summer.
You mean your hair turned that color naturally when you were on vacation?
Yes. Yes, it did.
Over a week?
Yes.
Where were you where your hair turned color?
At a friend's pool.
But wouldn't it fade back? Wouldn't it fade back now that you've...
Hasn't it mostly?
No. It's that same blonde.
No, I think it has.
We've been back 2 weeks.
It's faded a lot.
Looks like Judith Light from Who's the Buzz.
Stop that.
Now, it's not coffee cake hair, Rob.
God, Judith Light.
But, Buzzy, your hair does look like something is going on there.
No.
Anyway, nice to see Ron from...
I like Ron Bennington. And he was disturbed by my picture of Jerry Lewis that Rob gave me. And I put an I Love Ron tattoo on Jerry's cheek. It's the puffy Jerry with all his medication.
Yeah, with his imus tubes coming out of his nose.
He looks like Buddy Hackett now.
Anyway, stay by.
No, he doesn't.
He's going to look like Buddy Hackett very soon.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. That's another one for Arnold. Oh, my God.
I had no idea, Mrs. Hackett.
Oh, Don, bad news.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oscar-winning actor Russell Crowe is going to be a father. He and his wife, Danielle Spencer, are expecting in January already. He's 39. She's a 32-year-old singer. They married April 7th in his native Australia.
You know, she wouldn't be pregnant.
Well, yeah.
And if he had only done what I said, if he had done oral, then he would be gladiator.
I didn't have a chance to do oral. I was too busy with my googly and my Billy Bong. Time a kangaroo down spot.
Glad he ate her.
Glad he ate her.
ABM, A Beautiful Mind.
CBS is
I have to give God all my duster binges.
What?
Hey, I know.
Whenever I do that, Rob, I knew what Rob was
Rob
doing.
Rob writes gibberish, writes...
and I love it. And I'm the only one, but I love it.
No, again, remember what I said earlier, with the Joe thing.
Right.
It really, at this point, Mike, in our careers... It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I understand. And Rob, please give me one more before the end of the show. Please.
It doesn't matter.
Poor Russell Crowe. My wibbly wobbly.
He's running one now. I'll wait.
He's running an Australian word.
See, that's the great thing about being in the twilight of our careers.
Yep.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. If it makes you laugh, it makes me laugh.
I'll have to give him God on my doster binges.
Vice versa.
Makes no sense.
How do you even read that?
I'm having a Foster's lager right here. Today I'm going to be a daddy. What do you think of that? Would you have a smoke? Would you have a smoke for me?
Yes. All right, and now...
He's writing a turbo long one.
Here we go. And Russell Crowe, you want to say what, Russell?
That little Knox singer will never want for Glick Stingers.
Not your best effort, right?
Just kidding.
Just kidding. When he's got more time to prepare, I like Gobbly.
All right, he'll include that in.
My Gim Gobble's going to be my nubbly wobbly.
CBS is tired of being known as the network for older people, so it's trying to change the way everyone looks at the ratings, especially advertisers. In television...
What are they going to turn them upside down?
No, listen to this strategy.
Don, baby, how's it going?
In television, it's been said that 18 to 49-year-olds are the people who matter most to advertisers, and at one time that was true, but the baby boom is over, and the age of the average American is now older. CBS wants advertisers to know that the group now most important to them is between 25 and 54. CBS has much better ratings in that category than in the younger demographic. Some of the other networks are telling advertisers that the younger numbers are better because those are the age groups in which they have better ratings.
Oh, who cares?
By the time we know whether CBS is right, we'll all be older.
CBS, are you going to read what's on tonight and see what 25 to 54-year-olds are
doing? How are they doing?
Now, really, here's your problem. 8 o'clock, Big Brother 4. Uh-huh. All right, not the most popular show in the world, but if you like reality programming, and I happen to like some of it, it's not bad.
All right.
9 o'clock, Cupid. Again, an awful show, but it's new, it's reality, it's going for a younger demo.
Right.
Here's where they fall off the cliff.
Okay.
10 o'clock, Judging Amy.
Yeah, old show.
70-year-old people.
You know, I hate to make excuses for Letterman, but really, why not just say to Letterman, we're going to give you a pretty good lead-in demographically. At 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, and at 10 o'clock, we're just going to run a big sign on the screen saying, turn off TVs now.
Might as well.
The Glibcopless will shank on their buzz.
That's right.
You know, not that the other networks are...
You almost got me with that last one.
Are that great. Yeah, Dog Eat Dog and Last Comic Standing, followed by Dateline.
Right.
You know, and really, I'd just like to see a better vehicle for Glastonbury, Connecticut's Amy Brenneman.
And then you have American Juniors, Paradise Hotel... And on ABC, this is the retard network, really. 8 Simple Rules, Live with Bonnie, According to Jim, and Less Than Perfect. It's like you watch that on death row. You know what I mean? It's like they say, okay, you can either have a lethal injection, or you can get shot in the head, or you can watch the Tuesday night lineup on ABC.
Congratulations on the success of your show, Jim.
Thank you, Arnold.
May I speak to your brother?
My brother's been dead for 20 years.
Oh, my God.
In sports, live on the ice, die on the ice, an NHL first-round draft pick vanished while snowboarding in the Alps nearly 14 years ago. Now his frozen body has been found there in Austria. It was uncovered by a ski resort's snow grooming machine.
God.
Duncan McPherson was 23 when he vanished. He would have played for the New York Islanders in the mid-80s.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Arnold.
And Mrs. McPherson.
Hey, can I have a contribution from your son, the hockey player?
I'm sorry, but he was just found frozen in the Alps.
Oh, my God. Finally, if the police come to your house in Santa Cruz, California, and find medicinal marijuana, they A, take all of it, B, take some of it, or C, take none of it. The answer is B. The sheriff's department says it knows that medicinal marijuana can spoil in their evidence locker, so they're leaving a little behind when they raid the homes of people who have a doctor's prescription.
Joe is regretful.
They say they don't want people to have to go without their medicine.
Joe.
Oh, I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
And that's it. We're out.
Nice.
We have to come back tomorrow. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Mrs. McPherson.
We have to do the show tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 Oh, my God.
Hi, Mrs. Brinkley.
Oh, God.
BM, talk.
So we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.